episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Now recording. Roll, are you in the room? I think you are. It's Rick and Roller.
I am a real American.
Rick and Roller, episode 40, July. No, hang on.
Well, have we got some things to talk about tonight?
Shut up, Rollo. Good evening, everybody. This is the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 40 on July the 26th,
2025.
Yep. And over to the host, Rollo and Rick.
Exactly.
We might think of ourselves as the icons, but nothing compared to Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. Right. Can you believe leaving the building in the same week?
Isn't it strange?
It is very strange.
O and H, even though that's stage names, both of them are stage names. Ozzy's Osbourne, Ozzy's name's John, and Hulk's name's Tim, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
something
it.
Something like that. Really normal name.
Mm.
Everyone was saying, even me, I said, just the way he said he's moved back to Birmingham, and you could tell he'd moved back there to die, you know, and whether he waited for, he kept going, because he didn't seem to be that bad, you know, but obviously I think he's pushed the button.
Obviously couldn't walk, and they had him strapped down in that chair, but his voice was still bloody good.
Wasn't bad. I'll talk about it later. I had a great email from a listener all the way over in Ireland, and he sent me, and I'll send it to you because you know how to torrent. He sent me the full concert in a torrent, so I'll send it to you and. You can watch it tomorrow or when you get it. Well, actually, we'll talk about your TV. Talk about your TV. So Rick and Roller episode.
I want to talk about my lounge.
Joel's out there. I had to go in now because Rollo doesn't last long. He doesn't last long sometimes. And it's better to be – we plan to go on at 6. 6:30 might be the tipping point for him. I'll just say that, the tipping point for him. But you sound good, Rollo. Considering?
No. Look, when I spoke to you like 6 hours ago.
Everybody, he's moved.
Yes, I've been kicked out of Christie's place and now I'm in my man cave.
Fantastic.
And an incredible week, losing two icons like Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. I think America. Did you see Donald Trump? See, Donald Trump was almost in. He was wiping away tears because they were very good friends. Yeah,
Hulk Hogan and wrestling and politics. Mm-hmm. And just remember when they were dressed up as the Twin Towers. You remember him and the other guy.
What's up, brother?
Him and the other guy. Were they the Twin Towers, or there was two other bad guys, the Twin Towers, and Hulk and the other guy were going to topple the Twin Towers. I've said it's on. Eventually,
we'll
play it later on tonight.
I remember Andre the Giant. You know how big he was, and Hulk Hogan could just pick him up like he was a plank of wood. It was just incredible the strength
because he would have been twice as big as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Andre the Giant was in Velocet's, Joel. What do we call him from Princess Bride?
He was in that. He was too, yeah.
Andre the Giant was in that. And he was massive. Like, he's just a massive behemoth. And Hulk Hogan could just pick him up and then just throw him down. You had those bouncy, it's a little bit fake, but there was a lot of damage.
All of wrestling is coordinated gymnastics. And stunt work.
Yes, true.
Mm-hmm. Not amateur wrestling, but the American professional.
The professional
wrestling.
One. Yeah, exactly.
It's just like politics. It's as real as politics. There you go. It's a good way to describe. And Hulk Hogan, HH, Ozzy Osbourne.
But it was something that when you were a child, you absolutely loved. And
I did. I actually watched it.
You know, you've seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Great movie.
Yeah. It was his best, because
I reckon, because he's a freak now. He's made himself look like a freak. He is a perfect role. He's become an actor wrestler caricature, he was a boxer.
But he was in good shape. I mean, his face was a bit rubbish.
Sorry, I'll keep talking over you. I reckon he was shooting steroids real in that movie. You know, when he jams the needle in his gut or whatever, you know, he's shooting up Diana Bull or Dicker. Dicker and Diana Bull.
Is that
Bull.
What he was doing? Yeah.
He was, I reckon he really did that. I don't believe, because he was bulked up for sure. He was on the gear to do that movie for sure.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, but Hulk Hogan, like, he looked good all his whole life, his professional career, 40 years.
Just remember. He came out with Donald Trump.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone gave him that start in Rocky III. Do you remember that? And Sylvester Stallone said today that how much he appreciated what he did.
On the basis that Sylvester Stallone has the same two-letter name, I'd be watching himself at the moment, and I'd be getting his heart checked because there's OOHH and SS.
I think he'd be right for a while.
Yeah.
No, he'll be right. But the funny story he relayed today when Hulk Hogan threw him out of the ring, and then they had stuntmen to catch him, and all the people in the front row were stuntmen, and then. Stallone said something like, "When you come out of the ring to get me, you can slap and with all the stuntmen."
And well, they really did slap.
He did it. He did it a little bit too hard. And he put four stuntmen out of a job for a week.
Have you ever seen that?
He was a little bit enthusiastic. Yeah,
there's
a
great YouTube out there of a journalist walking up to a professional and going, he says to the this wrestler, I don't know which wrestler it is, someone famous. And he says, what do you say when they say that wrestling's fake? And this guy just actually, he goes, is it fake? Is it? And he goes, slaps. He slaps this journalist
That's right. And then, there was and a big, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
he
choked a guy, Hulk Hogan choked Richard Felzer, you know, that guy from, in one of those New York cop shows.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy.
He choked him out, and then he fell down, and then he cut the back
Richard
of his head. Richard Belzer. That's right. Yeah. They settled out of court, but I don't think they were friends anymore.
A normal person like me or you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or particularly you and me, I probably could have done it back in the, you know, when I was training, highly trained, be told.
Mm.
I could have done that, you know, be picked up and roll around and you know how to do it and you know how to land and stuff. But if you pick up a normal person and it says, oh, this is fake, and then body slam them on, it doesn't matter if it's
trampoline
floor or not, they will be out to it. Mm. Yeah. And I'm into wrestling because I've got a thing for Rhea Ripley. Without the makeup, reckon she's hot. She's going to be a big star.
Oh, that's right. The female.
Yeah, and
professional
you're
wrestling.
It's all quasi lesbian. You know, like they're picking up each other and basically doing 69 positions and throwing each other. Mm-hmm. They're wearing leather and you know high cut right up the ass.
Why not?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'll watch that. I'm not interested in watching.
Rick and Roller.
You're listening to Rick and Roller, episode 40.
Truth needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going truthneeds.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
And
Saturday the 26th of July 2025, Rick and Rollo 40. And you're on truthmeats.com.
And just remember, as Klaus Schwab says, click on the donut link and send some money into Joel's fantastic server, be told.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, we're
not getting any of the money. It's not for us. It's donates. Mm-hmm. It goes to the server and the man that's doing hard work. And his wife.
Right.
Hmm. Why not? You just
Sarah and Joel. They're just lovely people. And
yep.
Now again,
Joel just asked me before where you live now. We're not saying exactly, but it's Cardiff, isn't it? That suburb,
exactly. It's about 3 minute walk from Cardiff train station.
Fantastic.
And it is just so handy, and I can walk down to the village and get a bottle of vodka in like 15 minutes.
It's not particularly good news.
And Red Bull,
because you haven't got a driver's license for various reasons. And if anyone wants to find out why,
I'm not allowed to get my driver's license back for another even more than a year.
That's fair enough too. I agree with that. Sorry.
And then I have to go to these therapy sessions at the Samaritans.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been. I've got it all recorded. So
when did you go to the last one?
Just last Tuesday. The Tuesday before. Sorry. I've got it written here. See you, cunt. Yeah. See you next Tuesday. I know you're not calling me a cunt, but we. There are a little tragics there, and sometimes it is a little bit.
This is what happens, Rollo. If you drink 3 bottles of vodka a day, abuse your neighbours, threaten the police, get arrested multiple times, get cavity searched at least once, put into
psych. I know. I shouldn't be laughing. Quietly. I shouldn't be laughing.
This
it sounds what, so tragic, doesn't it?
It does sound tragic. And if anyone wants to listen to the whole sorry saga, you just have to go back 3 years on the thinkfakeologist.com and you can listen to the whole sorry saga of COVID era Rollo and Rick. Fantastic. Good listening. Not for the people going through it, though. I was the person that was getting rung up at 3 a.m. by someone threatening to jump off a bridge on a regular basis.
I know. I was definitely.
Off your head.
Suicidal. I was a suicidal tendencies. That's a great band. Remember that band?
Guess what? My son is a big ST fan now. And guess who's playing in Sydney in September? Is Suicidal Tendencies. I guess they're supporting.
Oh, yeah. The Newcastle Transvision Vamp. Wendy James. She doesn't quite look as cute as she did in 1988 when she sang I Want Your Love.
She looks like a great bartender on Coronation Street, and that's not a compliment.
Oh, but, Barbara Windsor.
Well, she's looking
that's who you're thinking of, aren't you?
No.
She's left the building, hasn't she, Barbara?
No, I'm thinking of Wendy. She's more Wendy Richards.
Oh, Wendy Richard from, what was that lovely, what was that show?
EastEnders,
that's right. But he was so funny, it was Miss Brahms. Miss Brahms with those nice legs that she had.
She was gorgeous. Yeah. When she was, in her 20s, she was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, she was married to Jonathan Lloyd, and
who's Jonathan Lloyd?
Jonathan Lloyd, I think did he do Are You Being Served? Or
is he the producer writer? Yeah, he is. He's a famous writer.
Yeah, yeah. She was married to him, and they got on really well together.
Mm. Famous guy.
Back to Aussie, the
first big death. Also, there's another death. The guy, Cummins, the bass, I think it was the bass player or guitarist.
Are you saying you're not a fan of him anymore? Did you like him when he was in Black Sabbath or on his own?
I was a Black Sabbath. Rollo, there's not much I don't know about Ozzy Osbourne, full stop, but Black Sabbath, up until they got rid of him. I am now a fan of Dio. Mm. I think Dio was the way better singer.
Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah. And then he had a few singers after that. I mean, it was basically Tony Iommi with a whole crew.
Who was the guy that died in the plane crash? Jake Randy E. Lee, Rhodes. Was it?
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, Randy Rhodes. Yeah. That was, yeah, because drunkenly, you don't get into a plane.
No, he wasn't drunk. He was coked.
Cocaine, wasn't it? Yeah.
And it was a driver of their bus, who was apparently a pilot, and they found their plane on the road, and the guy was doing loop-de-loops.
Some of the crazy antics they got up to.
That's the official story. Dave J claims that Randy Rhodes has come back as a woman called Randy Rhodes. Look, there is a woman called Randy Rhodes out there who's looks a bit like him too, actually, to be honest. Great conspiracy theory if you're in there, if you're a fakeologist.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're all into. What about, I think one of my favorite Black Sabbath songs is I Am Iron Man. There were so much more.
That if you listen to Sabbath Bloody Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
There's so much good stuff that they did. And we used to play it on the Fart podcast, FART, Fakeologist Australia Roundtable. There's about 50 something episodes of that. You'll hear a lot of Black Sabbath on that, including Who Are You, which is a great song, one of my favorites. It was recorded in a haunted house in England.
Wow.
And it sounds like it.
Who Are You?
And that's so much good stuff they did. Iron Man was their commercial hit after Ozzy became famous, thanks to that TV show. MTV's Meet the Osbournes, which that's
what I love that show. I really do.
Yeah,
Sharon.
Yeah. Yeah, but back in the day, as a Black Sabbath fan from the 70s, they were only big in the heavy rock scene. No one, your mother or father, wouldn't have known who Ozzy Osbourne was. But come 1980 or 1990 something or other. All of a sudden, Ozzy Osbourne went mainstream on MTV, and there was a huge, very popular show. So even my father was an Ozzy Osbourne fan because he used to love watching it and, watching Ozzy putting it on.
Sure.
He was shuffling around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he was playing up with the camera. You remember he had the other daughter that didn't want to be in part of the show?
Amy. Who went out with Daniel Johns from Newcastle.
Daniel Johns, yeah, the Silver Chair, or what's it called? The Innocent Criminals, they were called.
The closest I got, I actually had free tickets to Ozzy Osbourne concert about 14 years ago. Yeah. A friend of mine rang me up and said, I got free tickets. And I said, no, I don't want to go. I just couldn't. I had to work the next day. This is the more
regret the train, of my life. Can you hear the train going past? It makes the house shake. Rumble. Yeah, that's shake.
That's why you got it for 700,000 and not 800,000, because you're next to
it. I love it. It's therapeutic to hear the train go past.
I'm 10 minutes from one, and they come through at 3 in the morning and 5 in the morning, and it is loud. Hey, Roland, can I tell you a funny story? Speaking of huge cocks.
Absolutely.
Speaking of huge cocks.
Well, mine's pretty massive. I don't think it's Ron Jeremy or John Holmes size, but it's just a
witty gag. This morning, I drove home last night, got home at midnight, right? Had about 6 or 7 beers. We got shouted out on the radio.
What's wrong with that?
Shouted out by my favourite radio station. They call me Rick the Truck Driver.
Let's promote Hulk Hogan's beer that just before he passed. The real American beer. I've got to get some imported. I just want to taste.
Back to the huge Cox story.
Yep.
I was trying to sleep, and all of a sudden heard this crowing noise, and I thought, what the fuck is that? It sounds like I've got a giant rooster roaming around my front yard or outside my window. And I ignored it for a while, and then I got up and stood up, and I looked out my window just to see if there was a giant rooster. Mm-hmm. And then I walked out the door, and there was a fucking greeny-blue rooster, beautiful plumage, with this huge big red, you know, like a thing, crowing in my front garden. Apparently he's a wild rooster, and he decided to come outside my window this morning just to wake me up, even though I was, you know, trying to go back to sleep again.
Are you going to try and tame him?
No, apparently you're not allowed to have them because they wake everyone up. And my God, honestly, this thing.
Oh, yeah, the cock-a-doodle-doo in the cock-a-doodle-doo. 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Barking hell. It's like, it's bad enough for the kookaburras in this area. Yeah, kookaburras.
Oh, yeah, big time.
All the time. Now I've got a giant rogue rooster roaming around, and it came in my property because there's obviously lots of grubs and things it can find to eat. It's wild, but it's like a French, logo, the cock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Le cock.
You want to see Rosie when she gets swooped by those South African minor birds?
You mean the magpies?
They're called miners or something. Or
the Indian miner.
Indian miner.
There's native miners and Indian miners.
Oh, well, there's two different types. Yeah, when
one's
Rosie.
In the basin, one's in the. I have to say.
Do you know she barked for 4 hours last night?
I'm not being.
No, that's right. Okay.
I'm not being racist, but the Indian miner is an invasive species which is taking over the everything in the area.
Oh, okay.
Just like the someone else that's doing the same thing, buying all the.
Do you know that Hulk Hogan said the N-word and he's been like he, but he was taken. It was out of context or something. It was he was being secretly recorded.
If it's everywhere you listen, if you turn the radio on, if it's used like it's meant to be as like a slang word, it's fine. It's when it's used maliciously, i.e. when you're screaming.
Well, he didn't use it maliciously.
No, he just said it.
He just said it. That's right. And because he's such a strong supporter of Donald Trump, that's why a lot of people,
it's a bit strange.
You know, the lefties don't like him. And they're celebrating his death. Yeah, celebrating the man's death like a day, like not even an hour afterwards. They're going, I'm glad he's fucking dead. You got to be kidding me.
Because he's a big Trump promoter, that big taunt.
Yeah, that's right. And because Donald Trump is like...
Another actor.
He's an actor, but he's... Did you see when he... was it? Did he forearm Vince McMahon?
Yes, that was staged.
It looked
pretty real, but it was staged. You know that you don't just do. Vince McMahon could have sued him for multi-$1 million if it was if that was unscripted.
I think Vince McMahon asked him to do it. Of course,
He did. Of course, he did.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of The beauty of professional wrestling is that you know that it's choreographed. You know.
And fake.
Exactly. But you still, the injuries you get, because like when Andre the Giant kicked Hogan right in the chest, you know, sometimes if you don't get that right, it can really fuck you up.
I got kicked in the chest in the martial arts situation.
Okay.
Right, by a front kick right into my chest, snap kick, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I blacked out for that second. I was probably dead for one second. It would have stopped my heart. Incredibly dangerous. It was a kind of an accident, obviously, but about 3 days later, I could hardly breathe and it would have caused swelling. If it had been a full kick, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
If it could have,
when your aorta gets removed from your heart and like, what's it called? An embolism? You get an embolism in that.
It can kill you. Absolutely. And you shouldn't do
any compression on people, you know, unless they're, you think they're dying. I mean, he was taken out of Hulk Hogan was taken out of his. I mean, he was dead already.
Didn't he have a heart attack?
He has had heart issues.
So it's no surprise.
Because he's had so many surgeries on his neck, and he had a tracheotomy. Yeah, and he was injured so badly, if you're going to be at the top of your game, if you're going to be, which he was.
He's 71, right? Mm. So he's 11 years older than me. There is no way, if he was doing stuff 10 years ago at 60, which he probably was, in the ring, honestly, your body just starts shutting down. I've got aches and pains. And now I know what old people complain about, aches and pains.
Well, look at me. Me and my wife were trying to put this fucking lounge that I bought from Fantastic Furniture. she bought a $3,000 lounge. She put it together. Christy is a saint, and she knows how to fix things. It was a project. There was no way that she was leaving this house if this lounge wasn't put together, and it is super comfy, I swear to God.
I'm sitting on it
right now, and my back feels so good. My kidneys are hurting because, you know, I drank some vodka last night.
How much? Two bottles?
A liter.
1 liter?
1 liter, and this is why...
Have you drank any water lately?
No.
Have you had any water? No. Okay, just the water.
No. Just vodka water. And it was because, and Rosie was barking for 4 hours. Because
you didn't
the thing is, because she rams, and I don't have a gate on the front of the place. None of these places do, here at Cardiff.
So she shat through the house. So
I almost slipped in a piss and cracked my skull. I did a big, massive slip.
Oh, someone's in the room.
Oh, is that a Bellicent? Is that Bellicent with his soundboard? Is it? G'day,
Joel,
mate.
Rollo's 20 minutes. He could have gone all sorts of places if he hadn't gone and started.
No, I understand. I understand you upped the ante and had to come in early. That's fine. I get it. Rick, I expect you for making an executive decision. I was asking for more time because I was working on stuff, but I do value, like, you know Rollo better than I do. So if you say it's got to happen sooner, I'll let you go get away with it, you know.
Yeah, you know why though, Joel? Jolo, rather. He rang me last
Jolo,
night.
Jolo, yeah.
He, Rollo's been
waiting. I rang you at 12 midday today.
Yeah, what, you know, but he wanting to go in there and then at 12 midday. Yesterday, he wanted to go in at 8 o'clock last night. Yeah. He wanted to go in at 8. I said, Rollo, it's not Saturday, it's Friday. And he goes, oh. He's been trying to. He's
Joel, been ringing me. Joel, can you play a little bit of I'm a Real American?
No, we're just catching up. You know, take it easy. Yeah. You've got plenty of show left to go.
My bad.
This is exactly the consequence that Rick was trying to avoid. The fact that you have this immediacy that everything needs to be played and done in the next 10 minutes. It's like, God, you can fill a whole show if you just pace yourself.
I'd rung
would
him
be Joel. On mute.
No.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. It's the Rick and Rollo show. I don't want to take over and be Rick and Jollo again. I want to let you guys do your thing.
He's been chewing at the bit to get on since this morning. And so when I said to him... Champing at the bit, sorry.
Because we lost two icons. Joel.
We're not playing anything, Rollo. We're not playing anything. Just give it a chance.
There'll be later on, there'll be this time where we can... Like I'd say you need to do an hour solid. As a producer, I'm saying you do like an hour solid chat, then there's this opportunity where we could maybe slip in a few Aussie songs, you know, like just not the whole song, just like a little little samples, no, you know, problem. To illustrate good the point you. And create an atmosphere. That's what I think is the most appropriate thing to do.
Can I send you the Sylvester?
Here we go. Here we
Rick
go.
And Rollo. Rick and Rollo. 40. Rick and Rollo. 40.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And once again, you're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, episode number 40, on the July the 26th, 2025. And the hosts will be back right now. Rollo, go for it.
Yep, I'm here, and says Joel. So it's nice to hear Joel's voice again, who produces on Truth Meets.
Truthmeets.com. We've got a new continuity guy, Joel, who comes in and does the intros after the every second intro.
Who's the continuity? What are you talking about? Who's the continuity?
No, that's my new ABC. I'm doing the ABC.
Oh, you're that voice I just heard, that other guy.
Rick's
it's like a Klaus Schwab spectrum. Appearance. I get it. Gotcha.
Rick's on the spectrum. Hey, Rollo, I've no doubt about it. I am on the spectrum. I attract loonies. I'm going to have to tell you. I've got them everywhere in my life. I've got, and there's this crazy guy that lives around me. On methadone and ice, he's about 6 foot four.
Uppers and downers.
He's this guy's off his head, and he zeroes in on me because I actually have picked him up a few times to give him a ride because I've got the only vehicle.
I'm glad it's just for a ride. We picked him up a few times. Oxford Street, right?
If you've seen the guy, he looks like Andre the Giant but blonde.
He walks around with
everyone calls him bum crack because he walks around his ass hanging out of these.
Can I tell you a funny Andre the Giant story?
Go.
Can I tell you a funny Andre the Giant story?
I had a way funnier real story.
But Andre the Giant is so big in when there were so many toilets he couldn't fit into.
What he'd do.
If he needed to take a shit, he'd just go into the shower and take a shit.
The cleanest
and then push it
down. You've told this romper stomper story a million times.
Can you imagine having to be the cleaner at Andre the Giant's motel or hotel? I can, actually, and I would not want to do it.
How tall was Andre the Giant?
6 foot eight.
Is he 8 foot? 8 foot?
Or was he 7 foot?
Hulk Hogan was 7 foot three.
No, he's not.
Andre was Hulk even Hogan's taller than him.
No, how tall's Hulk Hogan? Not 7 foot three.
Is Hulk Hogan's not a giant. What, 7 foot three? Are you kidding? Hulk Hogan's probably 6'4" max.
Yeah.
Oh, 6'4". Okay, Andre was 7'4".
I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying he's not that tall. No, he's a normal size person.
My son's 6'2", and there's no way he's the same size. When
you saw him against Stallone in Rocky III, you just know how short Stallone is.
Sylvester Stallone's tiny roller. He's only about 5'8" or something or other. How tall are
you? Hey, Velo, Joel. Do you remember Andre the Giant I still think you look exactly like the guy from The Princess Bride. What was his name again?
Cary Elwes. Yes. What's that got to do with Andre the Giant though?
Well, he was six in The Princess
seven.
Bride.
So Hulk was 6'7". That's fucking cool. 6'7".
Sorry that.
Was that part six of
seven.
Your
oh, yeah, but Rollo that. Said seven yeah. something. That's ridiculous.
Andre the Giant is 7 foot something.
So I'm going to tell you exactly how old. So Andre the Giant.
There you
Andre.
Go. Do it. All right. Do it.
Okay. How tall was he? Here we go.
And what did he weigh?
He was 7'4". Fucking hell.
7'4". And what did he weigh at his peak? When Hulk Hogan picked him up and
he was born Andre René Ruzumanoff, French.
Born
the 19th of May, died 28th January 1993. Better known by his ring name Andre the Giant, was a French professional wrestler. Great size, which was a result of giantism. So he actually had an excess human growth hormone because he was fucking huge. But what does it say? Build height 7'4". Build weight 236 kilos. Fucking
exactly. And Hulk Hogan could just pick him up.
How did he do
that? You wouldn't believe.
It would have been because a powerlifter can lift bigger weights than that. Like little guys can lift, big weights.
He grabbed him in the proper way, and he didn't pile drive him
backslammed
him.
He's the only guy that ever did it too. No one else ever did it to Andre.
I don't think so. Yeah. Did Hulk Hogan ever get in the ring with The Rock? The Rock. Did they ever wrestle together? I know Stone Cold Steve Austin. They went at it, and so then the Iron Rock, Giant also the Iron Giant
versus Rock.
Yeah, look
versus
it up.
Paper. No, Rock versus.
I think The Rock. I think The Rock Hogan. And Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, they wrestled around the same era.
Yeah. Yeah. I like The Rock. I mean, he's a bit
Rock
of a
Hulk Hogan been... WrestleMania. Mm. Yes, they did. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. What really made WrestleMania 3, wasn't it? That's what really made Hulk Hogan put him on the map. And remember, I worked in the video store, and those wrestling videos would just be in and out big time. It was just something that.
Hulk Hogan makes The Rock look fucking skinny, really. He's way bigger than him.
The beauty apparently is that professional wrestling wasn't that big. It was Hulk Mania. Beetle Mania. It was Hulk Mania.
There was tributes to him today, and they said that there's so many people that would not be stars if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan pioneering.
Oh, man.
Being
many careers. Hulk Hogan made so many careers.
The Rock. All these guys are Hollywood stars now, thanks to Hulk Hogan and WWE.
Thanks to him. Yeah.
Is it worldwide wrestling?
What a guy. Yeah.
Wobbly.
I mean, he's made mistakes in his life. He's said some silly things. And
no.
I mean,
Do you remember 6 years ago when he got... Someone set him up. It was that Gorka got.
Gorka, that's it. It was, and he sued them, didn't he?
Apparently he went around for dinner with his good mates, him and his good mate.
Someone secretly recorded him. Yeah,
and he fucked the guy's
that's
wife.
Fuck.
Is that the polite way of saying it? And apparently he did a really good job. that was what the people that saw the footage said. He did a good job. And the guy had secretly filmed it and put it onto the internet. And I think he got $120 million settlement, and that sent Gawker broke.
Yeah.
$120 million.
$120 million. What would you do if you were given $120 million?
I'd buy an airplane to start with.
Did Ozzy have an airplane?
He wasn't that rich. We'll go back to Ozzy Osbourne. So he was a nobody. Sure. He wasn't a nobody, but he was an icon in heavy metal, right? That type of music. But when that show came out, MTV's Meet the Osbournes, he became a household name and an icon.
I loved that show. I absolutely loved it. Sharon. It was all stage play. And he was faking his alcoholic, but he was hamming it up. We mentioned before the daughter that didn't want to be a part of it with Daniel Johns. She just didn't want to be a part of it. Whereas, Jack and Kelly. That's right, Jack and now, Kelly.
I don't think
his wife is long.
Julie. No, she's a nightmare. I guarantee it. One night, and I've talked about this on was it Be Told or here? I can't remember. But because I was such a massive Ozzy Osbourne fan as a, right up till I was probably 30 something. Anyway, this would have been my 30s. I looked in the paper, it said Louis Osbourne, Ozzy's first son from his first marriage, was DJing in Sydney in a nightclub. And I thought, this is back in it was 2002 or three. It would have been 2001 or two. And this is at my going out, going night clubbing and hitting the floors period of my life. And I thought, I'm going to go and catch up with them. And so I was pretty much off my head, but I went and found the nightclub and I walked in and there he was standing there by himself.
Brilliant.
And I went up to him and I ended up talking to him for about 2 hours, telling him how fantastic his father was to me as a young person. You know, I was going about
Ozzy gave you 2 hours of his time.
No, his son Lewis, who looks just like him.
The son gave you 2 hours of his time. And
he was DJing and it was really cool. It was a quiet night, and so I ended up just hanging out with him and talking to him. And I said to him, your father is, because he had a bad, him and Sharon didn't get on at all, and neither did his sister.
Really?
Oh no, and they apparently cut him out of the final, on the performance.
Oh, the will.
Well, that's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. But Ozzy's first marriage, Sharon was no big. She was a stepmother, and stepmothers are always evil, as far as I'm concerned. They don't like their previous partner's children or their ex-wives. That's what you would normally find. And Lewis, from what I can remember the conversation, he was saying they didn't get on. But, you know, he was a great father.
Was she not nice to Lewis then? So she wasn't?
No, well, his stepmother, look, Rollo, the evil wicked stepmother is a real thing. And I believe she had that thing because her father was Don Adern, right? The most notorious manager, heavyweight.
Okay.
Oh, he was a real nasty piece of work. He was like a gangster, Jewish. Hungarian tap dancer, a bit away. And he would go around and hang people out of windows. Remember that movie we were talking about last week where John Cleese gets hung out the window by Otto?
A fish called Wanda.
Fish called Wanda. Well,
That is the funniest scene, isn't it? Because the camera's upside down, and then you realize, and then he goes, I'm very, very sorry, because it's Kevin Kline, Otto, hanging him out the window. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, Kevin Kline should be careful. He's another KK. Hey, okay, there's another double barrel name.
11-11.
Get your heart checked. No, Ozzy's stepfather, or his, you know, his father-in-law, the Don Adern, he was notorious for hanging people out of windows if they didn't sign the contract.
Yeah. Do you know my mother? My mother actually met Ozzy, so because they were Birmingham together.
I think you're making it up again.
She met him. Like, it's like my father met the Rolling Stones before they were famous. So, you know, my father.
Is your mother from Birmingham?
Mick Jagger.
Is your mother from Birmingham?
Birmingham.
Really? A Brum. Fantastic.
Exactly.
You never told me that.
Well, I'm telling you now. She is she met Ozzy, and did Tom Dalper? No, Tom Dalper was the Pink Floyd, Sid Barrett.
Sid Barrett.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, but. But my father told me a story about when he was in a nightclub, and the Rolling Stones were just getting started. And
early 60s, it would have been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he said that they were very, very nice. They were very nice they love their fans. Hulk Hogan was always nice to his fans. Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Go again.
Your father, over the years, we've discussed your father when we do, who was very overly kind to you by giving you.
He's a great guy. I don't want to go too personal.
Rollo, you need to go and see him. You need to go to Thailand and catch up with your father.
I thought we were off to where are we going together? I thought we were off to where we could go. I forget. No, you changed your mind. Vietnam. That's right. We're going to go to Vietnam together, weren't we?
Destination unknown.
Did you know, I've been advising people to go to Cambodia nonstop for the last fucking 5 years. Now, at the moment, apparently, Thailand and Cambodia are at war together, and they've been bombing the border. Oh. Yeah, it's like, and I've been telling people you've got to go to Cambodia.
Bella said just in there, Destination Unknown.
Great song.
It's such a great song. Oh my God. It's almost up there with Supernature. Supernature.
I listened again last night to that song. I really like Yazoo. Or is it Yazoo? And
The Only Way Is Up. The Only Way Is Up.
That big fat English chick, what was her name? Alison Moyet. She was just singing in Sydney, The Winner Is, recently. And that song, Diary.
The winner is Sydney.
This is South End. I thought you were going to play it.
I keep hearing that song Alison Moyet and the keyboardist from that electronic band, Depeche Mode. They did that song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be a page
in
your diary.
What a great band.
That's a cool song. Depeche Mode, fantastic.
Oh, Depeche Mode. My favorite is Enjoy the Silence. But I Just Can't Get Enough is their biggest hit, isn't it? Yeah.
Dancing Baby theme.
Dancing Baby theme.
There you go.
You know that Ally McBeal Dancing Baby meme? It's probably one of the earliest memes on the internet. Remember Dancing Baby from Ally McBeal, put to the music of Depeche Mode?
Harrison Ford's married to her, isn't he?
I don't know.
He was.
What's her real name? What's Ally McBeal's real name? You're right. What's the name of the actress?
It's Harrison Ford's wife.
Yeah, it is.
Right. So in Ally McBeal, there's this ridiculous scene that was made into a meme where she's like worried about childbirth.
I know what you're talking about.
There's this animated, it like looks at the foot of her bed and there's like an animated dancing baby and people put it to the theme from Depeche Mode and like made a meme out of it.
Mm.
It was like in the night, it was like a 90s meme.
Hey Joel, the thing that when I think of Ally McBeal, they had
Calista Flockhart.
Calista Flockhart. Well done, mate. They had toilets.
I didn't look that up either. That was off the top of my head.
What are they called? Unisex toilets in Ally McBeal, remember?
So that means, has that happened at the nightclub I started going to in about year 2000 in Sydney, the Civic, that was the first nightclub to put unisex toilets, like rows of toilets, but there it was male and female. And you can imagine what happens all of a sudden when you've got rows of, in a nightclub, and ecstasy's everywhere, and you've got rows of, Ally McBeal
I could never go to a bathroom, like, you know, between two blokes. Because my whole demeanor would, I'd just freeze.
It's called,
and then I couldn't go. I'd always have to go.
That's not that weird. I go in stalls too, because if I'm on in urinals, I can't go. Oh, yeah, so I just go in the stall.
I just have to look down and see other blokes.
You do a fake pretend. You do a pretend pee and stare at guys' penises, and then do it later in a stall.
At least you got a sense of humor, Joel. That's so beautiful.
We're coming up on a break. We're coming up on a break, but I've got some bits for you guys when we come back. So, by the way, you've got you got 16 live streamers right now. So. There's fun stuff coming up in the show. Keep the energy pumped up because we're having a good time.
An entertaining week. I mean, icons. We're losing icons.
Yeah. Well, look, Ros got to
don't forget Jamal. Jamal from the Cosby Show. Rosie, don't forget him.
That's your new name, Jamal. Rosie, not Rollo. It's Rosie. Rosie.
Okay, you can call me whatever you want. As long as you don't call me late for breakfast grits, or dinner or whatever.
Vodka.
Yep. There we go. Rick and Rollo 40.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Go.
Yeah, it's Saturday, the 26th of July, 2025. Rick and Rollo 40. We've lost Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan this week, and Jamal from the Cosby Show.
Radar Love, the song Radar Love, which was one of the greatest.
There you go. I didn't know that. Song. There you go.
Yeah, he died. Cummins, his name is it? Sir?
Who was that by? I've been riding all night, my hands red on the wheel.
Golden
Earring. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. They were a Dutch band from.
Drifting Gifting.
Oh, you're great.
Baby, because I need you here. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Anyway, so he died. The guy from and you're right, Rollo. The guy from Cosby Show was an iconic actor, not to me, but to millions.
Jamal
of
something. I'm sorry, I can't forget his last
name. So he was swimming in Puerto Rico
and drowned,
sucked out by a rip and drowned. Now I'm going to have to tell you now, man. Rips are real, and if you know what you do,
oh yeah,
you just relax.
Do you know what you do?
Rips are real, and you're doing an RIP right now.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what you do? You don't try and swim against it.
All my children did what I was never. I should have been forced into this. They were the nippers over here, which is the junior lifesavers. And they get taught how to go with it and how to float, go out with it, and then you swim as it stops after a certain point. And then
don't panic. The worst thing you can do is panic.
If you panic, you're dead.
Yeah.
And Australia, because of its surf beaches, has got to be one of the most dangerous. And South Africa.
And I've been caught in a rip. How many times have you been caught in a rip?
Oh, yeah. Well, yep.
And before you know it, you're like, you know, you're 10 km off the goddamn shore.
No, you're not.
Exaggerating.
500 meters off the coast, but
500 meters. But if you try and swim against it, you swim to the side. You swim to the side if you have to do anything. Yep. Or leave your body, let the fucking rip take you out.
Yeah, and you float. Just lie back
and then you float, and then you swim to the side, And
then the shark gets you just as you swim to the side.
Well, if you believe.
That's true. No, it is a wonderful Rollo. We've got the wonderful Joel all the way from the Blue Mountains live on air producing.
Yeah, I think beyond the Blue Mountains.
I'm over the
other side.
Yeah. Hey, Joel. Joel, you've got some stuff for us.
I tell you what, the fact that you got that sponsor the other week, you've brought a sponsor on board with that hardware store, unbelievable. I'll play the ad for you. The one you brought on board has brought so much more business to the platform. So I'll play the one from last week. In the market for a cheap tool? Come here, truthmeats.com. We've got plenty of cheap tools. Take Rollo. Comes here every Saturday night, gets a massive windfall, doesn't donate to his favourite platform. What a cheap tool. Truthmeats.com, get a cheap tool. Rollo, $0 down.
Sorry, Joel, that is so funny.
No, but that one...
Other
sponsors must have heard that, because I've had an inundation of different people wanting to sponsor your show now, even a bakery.
Made for life.
Welcome to Rollo's Delight, who just opened up a new bakery in Cardiff. And look, your satisfaction will be guaranteed, because we don't give you any dough. Not a crust, not a crumb. Rollo loafs around all day, but he still needs his dough.
That's so funny. Needs cover the cake.
Come into Rollo's Delight Bakery. We guarantee you won't get any dough.
You wait till you see $1,000 in your bank account, Joel.
Oh, here we go. Now you're missing the point of the ad. Now it's $1,000. Okay, well, give me justification.
What was it? You wanted $300, right?
I had a good get. I enjoyed doing that. I'm glad you got appreciated all the puns, because I was halfway through it. Absolutely. Going, is anyone getting this?
No, it's gold. It's all gold.
Plus, we've also had the whole the fake fakeologist thing. Here we go.
Hello, all fakeologists. We have another question into Abirato's email inbox. This one is from Julie in Texas. She asks, Velocet is always making fun of Rollo for not donating to truthmeats.com. Why does he do this? Well, Julie, Rollo is always bragging about having lots of money and saying he will donate some to the podcasts he appears on. However, he never actually does this. Rollo recently sold a big house after his apprehended violence order and bought a small house. So now that Velocet knows Rollo has some spare change, he is asking Rollo to put his money where his mouth is. Thank you for your question, Julie. And remember to send your questions to Abirato at his email address, ima@fakeologist.com. Also, to Rollo, if you hear this, you should get a sprinkler for the lawn at your new house. One that goes like this. And then goes back around like this.
Where did you find that bot or whatever that makes those things up? Because that was huge.
It's a voice synthesizer. It's called British English. Brian is the name of the voice synthesizer. Brian. Yeah.
It's a bit like the new voice of that.
I just love this one though.
Also, to Rollo, if you hear this, you should get a sprinkler for the lawn at your new house. One that goes like this.
Great.
And then goes back around like this.
If you get a sprinkler like that and it shoots you in the eye, it will take your eye out, like, you know, really strong, like a water cannon, like type thing.
I'm happy to be back and doing my bits, though. It's nice to be doing radio bits again. This is what I've missed.
Man, it's good.
I love doing bits. Bit radio. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's the first time. It's the first time in a long time, and that's why I'm so excited. That's why I spent all the time doing these things. I'm like, I'll be able to fucking be live and play my bits and do and then drive with the guys for the first time in a long time. So,
what song should we go out with? Is it "I'm a Real American"? Or can we play a little bit?
No,
of that?
We're not going
"I'm
a Real American." Anything,
you're not we're going out just yet.
Out with anything? So shut up. Go away.
Do you know when I was told to shut up as a youngster? I was told that it's almost like a swear, like a. Weren't allowed to be told to shut up, but I don't mind you.
What did you get, Rollo? Can you remember any of your report? Have you got any of your old report cards from school? Because I used to get things.
They're all up in Taree. Yeah,
Ricky talks too much.
Is that what you got?
Oh yeah,
on your report card. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He talks too much. And I thought that's a positive, and that's a compliment to me these days.
It is a compliment. Yeah. What's wrong with that? I mean, you don't have radio if you got stage fright or, you know, you got nothing. That's why
Rollo, you interrupted me last week when I was talking about.
Call me Julie Andrews.
No, you don't need to. Not yet. Mm. Not yet. Last week we were talking about the records I've scored lately, and I got a perfect copy. Or did I talk about? I can't remember. Of War of the Worlds.
That's okay.
I got the 1978.
Jeff Wayne.
1978. Yeah, Jeff Wayne.
Brilliant.
Issue of War of the Worlds, and it's I can tell when I open up the double fold, and there's a booklet inside, all the artwork in it, because that is such a great musical.
Don't you love the smell of records? The smell of vinyl. Yeah.
Well, it's not the. I don't know if the smell. The sound, Rollo. I don't know about the smell. Does it smell?
Oh, that's
I don't
right. Know because you never liked cassette tapes because cassette tapes just did not have the same sound. Vinyl.
I can't stand. Can you believe it though that cassettes are coming back and that I've got a number of them too. Parts, old cassette player, that you know consoles, you know Akai and.
Can we ask Joel to play a little bit of dun 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 from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds? Remember that last? Isn't it the last track of Jeff Wayne's?
No, I can't remember.
That's I think it was with the use in Mars Attacks. Was it used in Mars Attacks? Okay.
No, it had Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy. It had Julie Covington from. Rock,
are they all?
And the guy from Moody Blues too.
Yeah, he was Jeff Wayne. That's Jeff Wayne.
Mm. No, Jeff Wayne's the composer.
The singer of the Moody Blues.
What's the Moody Blues guy's name?
Yeah, and he sings that song. I'll kill you.
Forever Autumn.
Wait a minute. Forever Autumn by what's his name? Great singer. I'll tell you, it's Jeff Wayne's musical version.
Justin Hayward.
Justin Hayward, yeah, what a great song.
Moody Blues.
That song, the guy that sang Questions, one of my favourite songs, Questions.
Can you play a few moments of that song, Ben?
What's a great song, boy? But the booklet inside it with the artwork is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the original vinyl had a whole big pull-out book you could flip through.
Which I've got. And guess how much I got it for? $2. And it's worth about £150.
Hey Rick, you ought to see
Richard Burton narrates it. Chris Thompson
is a Kiwi who
used to sing for Manfred Mann, and it's got Joe Partridge, Phil Lynott, Justin Hayward, David Essex, who was an absolute icon, Julie Covington.
Wasn't he the artilleryman, right? David Essex.
Yep. Fantastic.
David Essex. Him and they had the
Rock On
funniest
song called
thing.
Rock On.
Pick one song from the thing you'd want to hear.
Andy Everett.
I know it from that version they did, the DVD they released where they had all all came back, like maybe 2003 or something. They all redid it. Maybe. So some people had to be replaced because they were dead at that stage. But it was a lot of the original. But the Moody Blues guy was there, and Justin Essex was there. There were all those people were still there. Julie Coventry was in it, I think. But
Julie Coventry. Covington and David
Covington,
Essex.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. David Essex.
Yeah. Yep. But it's,
the funnier thing, Rick, was Kenny Everett when he was up on his high horse and he kept throwing just glasses of wine or whatever it was in David Essex's face. Yeah.
He's still alive, and he's just like, it looks like an old man in good
condition. David Essex is still alive. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Kenny, we lost Kenny in 1995.
Homosexual.
Well, yeah, he was in Perth. That's right. He came here to live out his life. I was a bit upset. I think he was with his two husbands.
Yeah. What a great.
Yeah, but he was married to that lovely Julie, whatever.
His friend.
Supported him before he became famous. Fag Hags, that's what they called. Yeah, Fag Hags, that's right. Yeah, she was.
Fucking faggots!
What was the best song of War of the Worlds? I thought. He says, looking at it. Actually,
I like the Spirit of Man was pretty good.
Yeah.
Forever Autumn was really good.
That's a great song. Yep.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, there were some songs that were thematic. It was like, it was just like interludes, like the same theme recurring over and over. But when you look at the distinct songs, I would say Forever Autumn, Justin Hayward's thing was pretty cool. Spirit of Man was good. Because they can be standalone songs, you know. They're not just part of the story.
They were, and I love Phil Lynott. Phil Lynott did a really good part of him dying about a few years later, very young.
Thunderchild was good.
Do you know who Roland Emmerich is? Do you guys remember Roland Emmerich? Because my name's Roland.
Is that your
Roland
brother?
Roland Emmerich. Yeah, he did the War of the Worlds, the movie back in 2012. Remember that?
Tom Cruise fucked it up. Tom Cruise, wasn't it? Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you got it right.
I thought it was a good. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I thought it was pretty good.
I thought
special effects for it. Yeah,
that's right. It had money behind it. It had money behind it, and that's.
Musical is it's a giant stage show traveling around the world now. The War of the Worlds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, it's like Jesus Christ Superstar. And
can you imagine Roland Emmerich just trying to direct Tom Cruise because he's such a bloody he's a bit of a megalomaniac when it comes to
perfection.
Don't tell me what to do. Like, but
control freak.
Control freak. Aren't we all a bit that way sometimes?
You want to do a good show, and you want it to not. You don't want people to go, that was fucked. So of course, like Roger Daltrey from The Who, he was a control freak, and I totally understand why. Because can you imagine having Keith Moon in your band that's swallowing quaaludes and fainting on set?
Hell.
And then having fist fights.
Funniest story. Remember when they got someone from the
we've already done it last week. We talked about,
but.
Can you imagine you want to do a performance and you've got someone like you that could have – the difference between you and a bottle of vodka or two bottles of vodka is a huge difference, and you want to do a show. And that's what – many of the Rick and Rollo shows, you hear me screaming, you do not drink before the show.
Yeah.
But that sometimes –
I told you at 12 o'clock today that I wouldn't need – oh. That's who is that?
Jack Nicholson, Easy Rider.
Jack Nicholson, and what was the movie?
Easy Rider. I just said it.
Easy Rider.
Which give me a World of the War of the Worlds song. We surprisingly we haven't played any Black Sabbath, considering I thought that's where most of the show would be. But
I wanted Iron Man. Iron Man was the one I wanted.
We can get into it's too cliched. It's like we've all heard that before. Get into some of the deeper album cuts are really interesting.
Oh, no, okay. Mm. Joel, you played one that I think it was called Sabra Cadabra. I think Sabra Cadabra is a really cool song.
That's one of your, Can we take a little interlude to listen to something? Would you guys be okay with that? Let me find Sabra Kadabra. You don't shut up too quick because I've still got to find it.
Interesting.
What happened?
I think Rick's already gone on mute, hasn't he? He's still trying to find it. I'll mute. I think Rick's probably gone to the bathroom. Yeah, no, Rick's.
But he was mid sentence.
There you are.
No,
yeah, you just lost your connection.
I was going to say Lady Godiva. Lady Gaga has just put a song out called
Godiva. Lady Godiva. He says it's come back fucking 20, 30 years prior. That's funny.
But Sabra Kadabra is actually really cool. It's a great song.
Right. You got it queued up.
Yeah, I've got. No, I have. So I don't have it in my playout system. However, who's echoing? Someone's echoing. Get rid of it.
That's me.
I have the whole discography in an MP3 download. I have it in a folder somewhere. So Sabra Kadabra would be from Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
And you played it on the FUT podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was looking through the because I messaged you saying I'd be around on Saturday night to play stuff. So I was looking through that folder the other night. I was doing my own little remembrance the other night while I was drunk, playing all kinds of things. I got all the albums, every track, everything from Blacks. I haven't got Ozzy Osbourne solo, but I've got everything from Black Sabbath right here in a folder. So we've got it all on hand, so to speak.
No, Rick, don't say that, Jake. Who was the guitarist that when he went solo?
Zach Wilde. No, Zach Wilde's great. So No More Tears would say was his greatest song.
His pinched harmonics were to die for. That's a Miracle Man.
You're listening.
Here we go. Rick and Roller.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
glad you picked that one. That was their fifth album, 1973, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad mm-hmm. you picked that, Rick, because if when I looked through, I'm doing my own private drunk tribute the other night, meaning I did a fake show that went to no one but just playing songs and talking and, you know, whatever. That's what I do sometimes. I'm ashamed to admit, but that happens. Let me get to my point, Rollo. Let me get to my point.
Yeah, that is a classic.
That album is the first one where I think every song hit it out of the park. Like, the others had some hits and some losers, but that fifth album, 1973, that album, every fucking song is like, it rocks and it has a different thing going on and it's a fucking great album. So,
but interestingly, that was not the song. The song I was thinking of, you played it. That was not the song. For some reason,
Killing Yourself to Live. But maybe
that's we played that one. And Who Are You? We played that one. But there's another song on that album that's
a National Acrobat.
Could be National Acrobat. Well, I know.
Okay, there's Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, National Acrobat, Fluff, Sabra Cadabra, Killing Yourself to Live, Who Are You, Looking for Today, Spiral Architect. I probably have played them all at one point in time.
It's lyrically, to me, one of the greatest songs. And that's when, because I talked about this last week, and I talked about it on the Be Told show I did also about Black Sabbath a couple of weeks ago. that song, you know, as Geezer Butler says, he channels his lyrics. Mm. They come to him in his dreams. And
it's so weird, though, that you've actually been talking about this stuff. Like, it came as no surprise to me synchronistically that Ozzy Osbourne has supposedly died, because you guys were just talking about it. It's not a shock at all. I could have figured something would happen, you know, the way you guys talk about it.
I think he's been upstaged though by Hulk Hogan. That's
worldwide. No, Hulk Hogan's very American centric. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne's known around the world for.
Joel, I sent you a. Would you play that thing that I just sent you?
We just played a song, right?
This is not a song. It's a tribute.
Okay, it's called Trump Hears About Hulk Hogan's Death During Press Conference. Okay.
Can you play that for us?
Let's hope this is legitimate, and we'll give Rollo a chance. Here we go.
Okay.
Have the luxury sleep you deserve.
We got to go through an ad. Fuck, give it a sec. Wait. Fucking YouTube.
Oh, you're right, mate.
Let's skip the ad. Here we go.
Let me begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a wonderful man and a dear friend of mine.
It's going to make me cry now.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well.
And I see all the real Americans. I think about how Donald Trump, his family was compromised. When I look out there and I see Donald Trump, I think about how his business was compromised. But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero?
Oh, he's doing his wrestler routine. Great.
And they tried to kill the next president of the United States.
Enough's enough. He rips off one shirt to expose another about assassinating the president. Wow, Rollo, this is so deep. God, the conflation between WWE and the presidency. Like, are you kidding?
Oh, it's a total stage show, Rob.
Oh, you know, one of Hulk Hogan's best friends was Bubba the Love Sponge, a DJ from Florida, who used to let Hulk Hogan supposedly bang his wife. There's like wife sharing between DJs, WWE personalities. Donald Trump's involved with that.
followed my faith more than it's what people were saying with the newspapers or the tabloids were saying.
It's pure entertainment.
Into that.
I always thought the conflation was a wink-wink about how politics is like WWE. I thought that was the whole joke.
Exactly. God, 100%.
You know, once you're Christian, you've accepted Christ as your Savior.
Totally
you're not going to perish, but you're going to have everlasting life. That belief in itself and that faith is...
Can you hear how strong his voice is?
Don't worry, he's not offended. He's dead.
Before he had his, with his neck operated.
life after life.
Yeah.
There we go. Hulk Hogan. Good video, Ryan. Thanks.
Yeah. No, not a problem. Not a problem. Because we definitely have to go with "I am a real American."
Rollo, we're not going out anywhere. You're fine.
Not yet.
You've proved yourself. Apparently, this new house has crazy like crystal auras because you're able to stay sober for more than 5 minutes at a time and perform a show.
Keep going. Yeah.
Where's your new house, Cardiff? You said
it's Cardiff. Yeah. It's about three minutes from the train station. And you've got Robin here.
Welcome to Rollo's Delight, who just opened up a new bakery in Cardiff.
Yeah.
And look, your satisfaction will be guaranteed because we don't give you any dough. Not a crust, not a crumb. Rollo loafs around all day, but he still needs his dough. Is anyone getting any of this? Come into Rollo's Delight Bakery. We guarantee you won't get any dough.
Don't expect any maternity pay from Rollo.
He's probably got sourdough, wouldn't he, reckon, Rick?
Sourdough. How did I miss that opportunity? God, I'm writing my own scripts and not even thinking about the opportunities.
And bun in the oven. No maternity pay.
Bunnings in the oven.
Bunnings in the oven, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it, guys.
It's all good.
I've had a new life, it's fun to write bits. Like, I haven't done that in a long time, write bits and
Rick and Roll.
It's easy to execute the show, but writing the bits for the show is the fun part, right? Like, coming up with the ideas. So,
Are you surrounded by mist at the moment? Because I've got, it's totally foggy out there.
No. What you told me to do is, it is my man cave.
Yes,
but because my voice is so loud.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want.
Well, I'm looking at my back door, like the Creedence Clearwater song. Looking at my back door, and it is totally foggy at my back door.
Yeah.
It's like you can't see across.
I'd never say that word.
Knitters.
Oh, but they knitters. Yeah, knitters. That's I'll so say funny. Knitters. Yeah. No. Apparently Hulk Hogan said that word, but it was gawker and it was out of context, but it wasn't said in malice. And because Hulk Hogan has been in the WWE wrestling ring with plenty of black guys, and none of them ever said that he was disrespectful. That they were after the show, they'd be backstage. We've seen the wrestler, right, with Mickey Rourke, and you know we all know it's a stage play. And it's just something where you just need to know that it's pure entertainment.
It's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
It's politics, rather.
Exactly. Entertainment. You got it.
Yeah. And Donald Trump is a classic example of the Hulk Hogan of politics.
Thank you, Rick. I love that coat hanger when he coat hanger Vince McMahon. What about when Donald Trump shaved Vince McMahon's head?
That was absolutely
brilliant. I loved it.
Absolutely.
That's pure entertainment.
I do believe that you During the week, you had a quiet week on the vodka since you've been forced into your new beautiful house.
Yeah, well, I've been kicked out.
You've been kicked out. Yeah, what was good week?
Yeah, that's right.
And apparently,
you know, I was banned from our local pub here in Cardiff, but only for a night. They said, look, you know, it's not a lifetime ban.
For the listeners,
what did I do? I was burning. No, that was a different night. That's what I got banned for life from that place. in Wall's End, I was putting cigarettes out on the back of my hand. And what I was betting other people see if they could hold the cigarette longer.
What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
There you go. But you can... No, you're right. I am a fucking idiot.
Yep.
See, and this is what only entertainment is about.
When you're swigging vodka...
Exactly. And they said, you are a lifetime ban. And that didn't bother me. That didn't... That didn't bother me at all. You know why? Because I knew that I was never. I just don't want to be banned from.
Rollo, the other night, you decided to climb over a fence somehow with.
And
sit next to the train tracks.
Train spotting.
To watch trains go by. And
don't allow it. Yep.
Well, I said to you, Rollo, if you climb over a railway fence, it means you're on railway property. You are now in the train. Exactly. And you have already spoken, I would say, about 8 million times that you're threatening to kill yourself on air. You were sitting next to the train tracks with Rosie.
Trust me.
The neighbors.
It's not going to happen. The easiest way, if you want to get to the train tracks, is go to Newcastle University, and then you can just walk down the platform and look. I sat there with the trains going past me, and you know the coal wagons, and look at Velazquez. His job is to wave the flag and what is
and watch
just,
because it's a very common thing here in New Zealand and everywhere around the world.
It's called mind the gap. Mind the gap. Remember in England? Mind the gap. Mind the gap. But we don't have those big gaps
Rollo, change the subject to something positive.
Anything.
Have you seen Michael Palin's train journey video? And the great train journeys of the world, and
I never thought Michael Palin was that funny. You know, with the Monty Python.
Oh, he was.
I never thought he was the funniest. I always thought John Cleese was.
But his documentary
and Chapman.
It was called Confessions of a Train Spotter.
Yeah,
by Michael Palin, and it's actually a really good documentary of him.
Sure.
Being obsessed by trains and going on one of the big trains. Because England and trains is very, Scotland and trains, Ireland and trains. No, actually, I don't know. Does Ireland have lots of trains? I've never been there.
I'm blessed.
I know. The Flying Scotsman was one of the trains.
Yep, Flying Scotsman. Yep. Yep.
But I lived 3 minutes away from the train track, or like if 20 seconds probably, I could open the door right now.
And run over
and get to the train. Get to the train track. Well, I'd have to crawl underneath it or climb over the.
You're listening.
Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo. 40.
40. 40. 40. 40. 40.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Go.
And good evening, everyone. You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 40 on July the 26th of 2025. Now back to the hosts, Rick and Rollo, and the producer, Jolo. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're back.
Fucking faggots!
Thank you, Joel.
Can you believe it?
Joel.
Can you believe it? 40 episodes.
He loved that. When? Well,
that's from,
again, I forget.
Standing,
what was it from?
Falling Down. Falling Down, Michael Douglas. What a movie.
Right. What a, that was a great movie. I really enjoyed that film. Yeah.
What a movie.
He had the buzz cut, right? He had the buzz cut.
He did.
And he found all those guns in those bags.
Robert, what's his name, is the cop retiring.
Robert DeVal, who killed him at the end. When because he pulled out a water pistol.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You've ruined it for all those people. Not that if anyone listens to a Rick and Rollo show, be told, I'm telling you now, you're going to get spoiler alerts everywhere.
Yeah, sorry.
You're going to get movies spoiled for you before a spoiler alert. I'll say it after you've been the movie's been spoiled, which Rollo usually will do. Or myself.
Robert DeVal is just a crazy good actor. I really like him, just up there with Michael Douglas. But it was actually Joel Schumacher that, you know, he did the two Batman films, and they were terrible.
Yeah, they were bad. But they reckon the worst Batman.
Oh,
they reckon was what's his name?
Yeah, the other one, George Clooney.
Have you seen that movie?
But Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze was
good.
Was okay. I didn't mind
the penguin.
All the puns. You know, the freeze.
What's his name that played the penguin?
Who was that? Danny DeVito.
Perfect.
That was Tim Burton. Tim Burton did the Danny DeVito one. Yeah. Oh, who's my favorite? My favorite penguin was, yes, Burgess Meredith, who left the building many, many years ago.
So he was also in Rocky. Burgess, he was one of Rocky's.
That's right. He was his coach. He was his
coach.
Him and Stallone fucking got on like a house on fire.
Good film.
I remember I cried. I cried when Stallone killed him.
He killed him.
Yeah, you know that he writes all his own Rocky. When he killed Burgess, How did he kill Burgess?
I can't remember that bit. Did he kill him?
He killed the character.
Batman forever.
And then he brought him back. You know, as flashbacks.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? When you're writing a story like that, I mean, Rocky. I saw Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 together in 1979 as a double feature thing and in the movie theater, and that beautiful
that wasn't John Williams, obviously. That was
I think it was Alan Silvestri, was it? Was it Alan? Was Alan Silvestri the composer?
It could have been, but hey, Chuck Mangione died this week as well, who was another trumpet playing film score doer. Chuck Mangione, do you know who I'm talking about? Famous musician. He died this week as well. There's been actually
when it comes to trumpet, you know who my favorite was that a black guy that. Where he could, and he said to Kermit the Frog, "Can you do this?"
He was the Jimi Hendrix.
Wonderful World.
The Jimi Hendrix. What's his name?
What a Wonderful World. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the best trumpet player ever was, what's his name? The black guy. I'm trying to find his record. I'm going through his records I've scored lately. Can I just tell you, I have scored so many amazing albums lately.
You know that shop about three minutes away I can walk, and they leave all the records out the front?
What, really? for donations.
And you can take them. But they asked to buy them. They asked you to buy them. You know that shop.
Yeah, I know the one. My father was in hospital at John Hunter. I was getting off in Cardiff. And I said to you, are you near? Because I remember walking up the road and I found this. My favorite shops are secondhand book and record stores. Because they
Rice's in Newcastle. Yeah, in the middle of Newcastle, right?
Now, as a child, we used to call them swap shops. And they were called swap shops. And you could take your comics and give five of your comics and they give you three new ones or, you know, three of theirs. And so they made a profit on the comic, so you could swap.
What was your favorite comic? My favorite comic was Disney ones with Uncle Scrooge and the three little ducks.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And so that was Carl Barks that wrote the best, hands down. He was the guy that invented Uncle Scrooge.
Mm.
Those comics now, can I just tell you now, the Australian versions,
they're worth a fortune.
They're worth about $50 or $60 each one. Now, I've got a whole lot of them here, but I'm never going to sell them. Sure. I've also got lots of Marvel comics that I collected,
Marvel, who were the superhero? Who was the Marvel superheroes?
Marvel.
I'll
tell you my favourites. Sergeant Fury, Howling Commandos. Sergeant Rock, or was that DC? Not sure. But
because DC is Detective Hulk. Comics, isn't it? That's right. Yeah. Because those two have been bought. Disney owns both of them, don't they now?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think Disney owns both.
Well, interestingly, Rollo, you'll be interested in this one. My son went to see the new event, not Avengers. What's it called? There's a new movie out at the moment with the
Superman.
It's one of those other gang.
I know what you're talking about. I know the one with the four stick. What's it called? The Fantastic Four. That's right.
And he said that
I've heard it's not that bad.
Listen to this. He said that he sat there and he went meh, you know, M-E-H.
Really?
Meh. He said it was really ordinary, but he said he can't believe the reviews are all, this is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Right, because now who's the Pedro Pascal is the, he has no business being, whoever cast him,
they've changed the sex of the Silver Surfer's now a woman.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know, they have to do that. You know, it's part of the diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, they've done it.
Yeah.
I trust him because he's got, you know, I trust my children when they say the movie's shit or it's good or whatever. But he said that it was really ordinary. But he said the reviews that they're getting does not deserve the reviews it's getting.
Because they're being paid to be positive.
What's the odds though of what's his name, the Australian actor that was in the last? You know, we were talking to him last week that died extraordinarily young of AIDS apparently, or VAIDS, vaccine induced AIDS. We were talking last week. The Australian actor that played in the Fantastic Four, I think it was Doctor Doom in that one as well, possibly. But so that
I really can't remember. But he was definitely Australian born.
The actor that played from Home and Away and.
I know who you're talking about now. Yeah, the guy I know who you're talking about, Julian McMahon.
So he just died, Julian McMahon. So he was when Fantastic Four came out about 15 years ago, he had a major role as Dr.
And he reminds me so much of the X, you know, the X-Man with the steel hands.
So at the moment, the people that are watching this new Fantastic Four movie, they know the guy that played Iron Man is now coming back as Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Dr. Doom. So there is a cult. Like, I'm telling you now, Marvel and DC.
They're going to try and bring him back as Iron Man. They're going to do something.
No, he's coming. No. He's coming back as Doctor Doom. Yeah.
In the next
Fantastic Four movie, apparently. Or maybe he's in the new one. I'm not sure.
Look, Robert Downey Jr. is like got to be one of the most charismatic actors
he's
of all time.
He's same age as you. Robert Downey Jr. is your age. Yep. Same exact age.
It's like Iron Man was like a third character. Like, you know, nobody knew what Iron Man was.
But
he turned Iron Man into something.
Because he's such a good, he's such a great actor. He says, getting beer out of the
fish. He's a coke fiend. He loves it.
Roller. Robert Downey Jr., for anyone that doesn't know this, about 25 years ago, was basically jailed. He was basically the Rollo of acting. He was off his head.
Right.
He was addicted to brown hair. He was doing heroin.
He didn't murder anyone.
He was waking up in people's. This is so funny. He woke up and he went to sleep in someone's a stranger's house.
Joel
be able to put a grab of you saying.
Next thing you wake up naked with God knows in somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in?
That's what Robert Downey Jr. was doing. That's exactly what he was. He was waking up naked in other people's houses.
Now, whose house did he wake up in? It was Justine Bateman.
I'm so drunk tonight.
It was. I remember it. I mean, see,
Now, guess, Roller, guess who pulled him out of the rut and saved him? Was Mel Gibson. Came to him and said,
"Good on him."
He said, I've been there, I've done this. And they starred in that movie Air America, which is a glossing over of what the CIA actually was doing in Vietnam, which was running drugs, and I can guarantee you that's happening.
That's him and Robert Downey Jr. America. Yeah, I really enjoyed that film.
Yeah, but during the film, he said to Robert Downey Jr., he said, look, you can either keep doing what you're doing and start go to jail, which is what he was going to do, and he was jailed for a while.
Yeah, what's it called? Federal pound me in the ass prison.
But Robert Downey Jr. was literally in the news nonstop when he was 26 to say 32, I'm not going to say 33, but he was literally in the news for being off.
And Mel Gibson saved his ass.
Yep.
Good on you, Mel Gibson. I tell you, I've got no problems with Mel Gibson.
When I become a parent, as I said, in my late 30s, I had to go to those movies, you know, from when their kids were about 4 or 5 years old, they had to go and see the Marvel movies. Iron Man was one of the first ones. I'm telling you, the first Iron Man and all the ones that Robert Downey Jr. and the guy can act.
You know, the thing that pisses me off about Mel Gibson is like when he was secretly recorded by his wife.
I think that was an advertising campaign.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
So am I, mate. You're alone here, mate.
When he was abusing his Russian girlfriend, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was classic, but she was setting him up for the downfall.
Hilarious rants.
All those phone calls. Me and you. Remember who was the guy that we used to do the fart podcast together? Who was the guy who was really good friends with us? Golden Skipper.
Noise level.
That's him. You're still there, Joel. Yeah. Oh my god.
He's still there, Joel. Of course, I'm still here.
Yeah, some of those Mel Gibson phone calls. I mean, people were saying that they're fake.
There's should play no that. Where was fake. What was the
Go for it.
What was the story he told? That clip.
They've got to play. I haven't.
The seagulls thing.
The seagull. That is a great. That is your great.
Where's that? Ever. Let me find that one. Look, that's a good. That's a good actual reference. Wait.
JLB has tried his best to outdo you with that one, but he's failed every time.
Oh, the seagulls! It's hilarious, isn't it?
Seagulls is one of the greatest podcasts, and that was a true story that Noise Level or Rex, Big Rex, was telling about one day when he went to a nightclub in Sydney, and a guy ripped his.
Do you guys remember when in New Lantern when we're all together on the balcony?
Of course, we're going to do that again too. By the way, I will come up. You just got to make sure it's on three days off, and it needs to coincide with Rick when we got. I got time off work to come up, but I'd happily do it again. Of course.
Yep. But the seagull.
Here we go. It's called. Okay, here we go. I found
it.
Noise ecstasy.
Here we go. Let's have a
I remember the first time we played this. Big laughs. Here we go.
Huge laugh.
This certain party, they changed venue, having a good time, and all of a sudden I thought, wow, hang on, like these things are not as good as they said they were. I ended up going, fuck it, I'll see you guys, I'm just coming back in a minute. Went into the cubicles and found my stash as I'm taking a piss. Next thing I know, I've got this dickhead bouncer just like peering over the cubicle. Oi! What do you got there? You know, like this. And I'm going, mate, and I'm already off my face, banging on the door. Open it up, otherwise I call the cops. I open the door, and this guy just said, hey, what do you got? And I open my hand, and he took the whole fucking lot. Took the whole fucking lot. He took it. Dude, this bouncer here. VIP party that I'm invited to has taken all my stuff, and I'm not happy about it. I was so pissed off at this little fucker of a bouncer. I want to have a go at this fucking little fucking bouncer. I walked into the line again to go in, and then this guy, I know you. No, you're not coming in. And I went, dude. And I just lost it. And I said, dude, you fucking stole all my fucking shit. You piece of crap. You're a loser. You're a wanker. Fuck you. All of a sudden, all the other bouncers, all I could hear was like...
Did you find your
ecstasy? You want to go? Like seagulls, you know? You want to go? You want to go? Like seagulls, you know? You want to go? And I just like go, fuck you. And I just took the piss out of him, just saying, like, you sound like a bunch of fucking monkeys, mate. Dude, this guy stole my shit. You're full of crap. I'm a VIP here. Up yours. The ecstasy. I want pills. Pills. Pills, baby. Pills. You want to go? Like seagulls, you know? You want to go? The ecstasy. You want to go? Pills, baby, pills. You want to go? I want the pills. You want to go? The ecstasy.
The God.
Fantastic.
I swear to God, that is like the funniest. It's a that well done, Joel. That was beautifully produced. Yep. Rick and Roller. 40.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yeah. So, yeah, Saturday, the 26th of July, 2025, Rick and Rollo 40. Let's not forget Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. We're here, the icons. We're here talking about that. But there, that guy, Noise Level or Golden Skin Mark, whatever you want to call it,
Big Rick.
And they wanted to try and sell the drugs back to him.
That's what they did. This, listen, the doorman on nightclubs back in the day when I was, and I did, I was doing that kind of work every day.
They nicked his drugs and then tried stealing, to steal them back to him.
That was part of their whole thing.
I know exactly where he was too. That Three Monkeys thing in Sydney. I know exactly where he was. And
was it that bar? It's in China.
Yeah, you know the Three Monkeys. Yeah. Yep. And the cubicle is and
there was and look,
thank you.
A pack of bouncers.
Yeah, I know. That's a pack of wankers. That's right.
But that's what they do, and there's usually four or five big. Between Tong and
what did you think of the drug that he was on? What was that drug? No, not ecstasy.
Your place.
Yeah, my place. What, you know, the ones that we had that night. I know how many
MDMA.
Joel, not MDMA. MDMA, no.
Come on, no. Eileen. You can't figure it out from that. Come on. Come on, Eileen. No, what was it?
Midnight Runners.
There you go. You got it, Rollo. Nice.
Midnight
Runners. 100%. No, but what was the funnest drug that he got? I took one. Not Dexys. It was an antidepressant type drug.
Now it's being outlawed
in Australia.
Anti-panic drug. Xanax.
There you go. Yep. Your mind is.
Hey, I was there sharp. For that the drug depression.
Oh my God! Here we go.
That's the Exorcist theme song.
I love that tune. Old Tubular Bells.
Mike Oldfield.
Gary Oldman. Mike Oldfield and Gary Oldman. I can see how you get those confused.
Joel, could you play that just that soundbite? Get everyone.
It's Tubular Bells.
Yeah, I love Tubular Bell. Lovely. 1973, right? Who was the singer of that? Who was in it? It's a beautiful song.
ASMR. It's like very nice for people to hear. It's very precise.
Mike Oldfield made Richard, that owns Virgin Records, what's his name? Richard Branson. All his money allegedly came from his investment into Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. And the other day,
I heard that too. I knew that many years before I was even awake and aware of conspiracy. I thought I heard that Richard Branson's Virgin Records invested in Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. Yep. That's how he made his money, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And at the same time as The Exorcist came out in 74.
Who started it?
A chick that was hanging out with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's right, Linda Blair. That's right, Linda Blair.
Yep.
Who was the actual exorcist? It was
German
Vincent.
No, it wasn't German.
What are you coming up with? Half the time you're on the point, and then half the time you're just like you're like an AI just spitting out random nonsense. It's the Rollo AI.
I just love him. You know, he goes because I just love his as an actor. I just can't quite think of it. Who was in the Exorcist? Max von Sydow.
Max von Sydow, or whatever it is. Was he Swedish or German?
It doesn't matter. He was just a great actor in that.
What a nasty movie! I mean, I refuse to watch that because there's so much CIA.
She didn't even know what They said that it was a comedy or something, because who directed it? Now who?
Oh, CIA.
Was it Richard? Richard Donner? Was it Richard Donner? No.
It was directed by.
They called the girl Linda Blair. It was a comedy. William Peter Blatty. You got it right.
Well, he wrote it. Yeah. It's a nasty name.
He wrote the screenplay. Yeah, screenplay.
Nasty piece of. I just refuse to watch the movie.
It's an awesome film, but it's very, very, very scary.
Evil.
You know, with the bed and then the beds. I don't even know how they did that. And the scene
when she comes down like a spider backwards down the stairs. You know,
let's ask Joel. Look up Linda Blair's all just do a so Linda Blair compilation from The Exorcist. Some of the shit she says.
I just think it's nasty, and it's like, you know, particularly the crucifix scene. That fucked up.
That's right. He said, "Stick it up my fucking cunt or my ass or something."
Yeah, yeah. Well,
judging by the thumbnails, I don't know if I want to put that on air. To be honest,
it's scary.
This show is supposed to be fun and humorous and enlightening. Yeah. Let's go for a good vibe. You know.
We played that song, the theme song for The Exorcist. That's why.
I chose to drop that in as a joke. Like I have all those kinds of themes on hand. It's a million themes I have here. Specifically, just to illustrate a point. It doesn't mean we need to play them in seriousness.
Do you want to play Tubular Bells?
There's all kinds of things.
No, the song's terrible.
Psycho.
Land of Hope.
You
had a bad day. You take
one down. Did you have a bad day, Rick? I've never had a bad day. You know who had a bad day? Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. I dropped a bit.
Listen to them all. Listen.
Isn't it crazy what he could do? This is why, you know, you have a producer.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking.
Did you like He's Pounded Down? It was one of the funniest things. Danny McBride was the funniest.
What's this one? I like this one. I like what he's playing. Yeah, I like it.
God. Battle Without Honor or Humanity from Kill Bill.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like The Matrix, actually, but people mistake that. I was just trying to give an overview of the fact that all the themes I can just come up with on the fly, because they project a certain enthusiasm and a thing, you know. So
positivity.
All that stuff's part of it. And then the things you guys, like Rollo was, I shouldn't say you guys, that's obviously what it reeked, but some of these Rollo said, yeah, it's a bit off the mark.
I can be negative. I can hear it.
We can change themes on a dime, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Grease coming at you. Grease is, in fact, the word. Going back to when? The 1970s? God.
Thank you for being great.
And this one's to you guys. You've been consummate supporters of Truth Meets, apart from Rollo, who doesn't actually donate to Truth Meets, but Rick does. So. That's the theme for Rollo doesn't donate. Weird. The money goes missing every time. We've had that one. We know what that is.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I would describe you two guys as Now this one is. You got it. Spot on. You know your thing.
Me and you, Rollo.
When I was up with Rollo in Newcastle, he used to go through four-way stops at full speed.
Yes.
Do you know this one?
I was a bit naughty, wasn't I?
It's the Grand Theft Auto theme from the PlayStation game.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Last week,
what's it called? Miami City,
Miami Vice.
What's it called? Vice. It's a rock. Oh, Miami Vice.
Is
he still with John Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas?
Thomas, yep.
I've got all those names in my head.
Now, the other day, I was in one of my jobs in the rubbish bin, in the e-waste bin. I found a 2002, what are those little things called? Nintendo Game Boy. And 15, I think they talked about it. I've already talked about it. 15 games, though. From 2002.
Does it still work? Does it still work?
I haven't got a charger for it.
Do you remember my wife, you remember that octopus game?
Yep.
You know, back in 1982 or something.
My wife. I'll tell you about that one. Here's my wife.
Oh, this sounds awesome. This is John Williams, isn't it?
It is John Williams indeed. Thank you.
Yeah. 100%, Rollo. You just got it. You nailed it.
Whoa.
We need to resume the music quiz you were doing a few weeks back, because you guys were doing well at that.
I'll be happy to do that, and I'll be doing it sober though next time, because last time I was so drunk.
Rollo, going to the police station and telling him he drunk drove there.
Okay, let's do it.
Who goes to the police station drunk on drugs and tells them I drove here? Only you, Rollo. You're the only person I know that would do that.
And remember, the only good cops are dead cops. The boys in blue.
Don't be mean.
What kind of idiot would drive to the police station drunk?
Only you could get away with that, Rick. This is what we're talking about. This is what do you call it? We're in the ring right now with Hulk Hogan and Ozzy Osbourne, right? And we're gonna triple tag team, right?
Let's do another one. Can you guys chase each other around? Let's go, like, Rick, you chase Rollo around a room. You got it. There you go. Perfect. You knew exactly what I was doing. Fantastic. You got it. 100%, as you would say.
I love Benny Hill.
Rick is so on my level. He knew what I was trying to do every time. To be honest,
Ozzy Osbourne turned into Benny Hill, as far as I was concerned, in the 80s, late 80s. He became ridiculous.
Can I do a little bit? The late 80s, the late 80s. Yeah, that's right. My mother was in Birmingham, and she met Ozzy Osbourne. But I'm not sure exactly if I can do it perfectly. But I try the best.
No, you're not bad. They always talk like they're whinging all the time.
Can I just go take a pee, and then I'll I'll come back. There's some more. Go. Some go more crap. Like
we're not going.
I want to get some. I want to get some. Yeah, the funny thing is, you were the one who was saying you would have to go to sleep really early, and now that I'm here, you're actually wanting to participate even longer. So
typical.
There's some other clips I have that are more on the periphery that I'd like to. Okay. I'll try and create some guessing games to see if you can guess.
Go
what
to
I'm
the
play.
Bathroom.
It's like
go to the bathroom.
This is a new game I've invented called the Velocet Playlist Guessing Game, and I'm like, if I give you some clues, will you be able to
I'm
guess what theme I'm going to play?
I'm up for it.
So you guys chat amongst yourself. Well, I'm going to go pee, and then I'm going to come back and just do things off my Rick. Soundboard and see if you get it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Hey, Rick. So you say Rick straight away if you know it, and I'll say Rollo.
Yep.
And
that's
R&R.
How drunk. So honestly, Rollo. That's
how drunk are you? You don't sound Rollo. Drunk at all. You sound
no. But I've had
perfectly sober.
I've had 10 beers. About
10 more. Beers. I've had. I've got
3 bottles of vodka.
I've got 6 in front of me, so I've had 6 beers. I'm on the James Bogue.
Jeez, I'm on bones. the new beer called Max with 2 X's Dry. I don't know where I got
what's
it
that,
from.
What's that taste like? Is it yummy?
Oh, it's fizzy and it's going
it's
into
fizzy
my glass.
And it's doing its job. How much booze is in it? Read the side of the
4.
Can
4.
Or the 4. Or the
2.
Bottle.
4.2.
4.2. There you go. There you go. So you're not going to get too fucking wasted on.
Yeah, but
a 4.2.
Honestly, Rollo. It's my sleeping pattern, and so I drove through the winner is from the winner is Sydney last week. last night
is Sydney. That's South End.
Well,
South End. It's a great. That's a great song.
I drove home.
Eight thirty
last night. Got home.
Is anyone
midnight.
on the radio now that's worth listening
yes.
to?
Rollo, it's called Coast FM 96.3.
That's it. You told me before,
and they go, when I ring them up, they go, oh, Rick, the truck driver just rang us. And they they think I'm a truck driver and I'm a van driver. But they always shout. They play fucking awesome music.
Do you know what I did the other day? I pulled, you know when you got your hand and you do the, your hand down thing? And I got blasted by a truck driver the other day. Well, because his truck just stopped at the end of the street. And I was off. Yep. I was off down to get a bottle of vodka, and I just did the pull the cord, and the horn on the damn thing.
Oh man, they all
scared the shit out of the woman that was standing next to me. But I knew I knew what to expect. Yeah, it was those air horns are so bloody, and some of the trains. That have come past here.
You're about the same distance, roughly. Maybe you're closer.
Okay. There we go.
Those things are
so loud in real life. Yeah.
Yeah. When they go past at 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Sounds like a good place to live.
Well, if you're in trains, it's really cool.
You'll love my main case. It is. You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I can't hear you. What's happening? Rollo. What's happening, Rollo? Tell me. It's a great place to live. What'd you say?
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
A few.
Hang on. You're listening to episode number 40
of
Rick and Rollo. Episode number 40 of Rick and Rollo. Followed on the 26th.
So I think Joel's got a new game for us. So what we have to do, I have to say Rollo, and you have to say Rick. But what is it? The Mask.
New game.
The Mask. Movie is The Mask.
It's not specifically. It's no specific game. I was just thinking maybe we could. Some of the things we were discussing could be transposed to a game. And then I've always got up my sleeve the theme song game we were playing last time that worked really well.
I loved it. Go for it.
If everyone's happy to stay up and have some fun, why not do it?
Joel.
By the way, this is Sing, Sing, Sing from Benny Hill. BBC Big Band.
In my fridge.
That's a whole case.
I've got
probably drank half of them already. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 25 beers in my fridge.
You got 25 beers, so there you go. Well, let's do this. Let's fuck this puppy.
Oh, don't say that about Rosie. That's so mean.
No, it was just an old expression, you know.
Make sure you let her out for it to go to toilet.
She's not here.
Oh, good.
Is she with Christy, is she?
Yeah, Wall's End, not here.
It's like shared custody.
I've got nothing to worry about.
She's got custody of Rosie.
Do you pay dog support?
Yeah. Well, there is that.
Okay. I was making a joke, but apparently there is that. Okay.
Over their dog. Absolutely.
I think she needs a break from you because it can be very stressful. King Charles Cavaliers are adaptable to everyone's personality, but I can imagine your personality. Like, you accuse me of trying to bleach your dog and poison her. I mean, I can understand maybe it's a bit of a stressful relationship for the dog.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a friend, Joe, who's going off to...
That's Josh's mum, right?
Josh's mum. Her dog, right, which is the King Charles Cavalier as well, I said I'll be looking after it for 8.5 weeks.
No, I would not let
while
you do that.
While she's...
Hey, Rolo, can I tell you a sad story? Don't cry.
Well, are you going to make me cry or not?
No, well, I went to a job on Thursday night.
Okay.
And it was an office that I go to, and I've been going to for the last 20 years, at least.
Don't tell me that dog died, the one that you're always telling me. No.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, no, I walked in.
That one in the photos?
No.
That's not that.
Boris. Okay. He's...
Not
Boris. So yeah. I've seen Boris in the photos. Not him, is it? No. Okay.
Yeah. No. I walked into this job.
So Boris is still alive and well.
Boris is healthy. Boris is happy. Good. Boris loves me.
What's the story? Why are you going to bring it down?
I'm bringing death into the room. I walked into this office on Thursday night. And I've noticed this chick. She's German, sitting there at her computer, and I said, hey, you know, all happy, where's your guard dog? The little dog that's always barking at me. She's got this little puppy that always chases me around barking. And she said, and she turned around and looked at me, and she's gone, he died.
Oh, no.
And I went, and I said, how old was he? And he was 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
He had a tumour. She went overseas. Can you believe this? She went overseas.
What?
On a holiday. And she got a phone call from the person who was looking after the puppy, and the dog died. And I said, died of what? And she said, a tumour.
What?
I was going to say, I didn't. I didn't, of course. I was going to say, did you vaccinate your dog? Because I'm telling you, I don't want to be a negative, but if you're vaccinating your animals, this is going to happen.
You ought to see Rosie's belly.
Now,
you know, when she got her uterus taken out about a month ago,
Swollen, would have been swollen.
Yeah, and I didn't think she was going to survive. Yeah, of course she did. She had her, the vet was perfectly, it cost $2,200, not cheap.
Fucking hell.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money, Roller.
But she is.
That is always driving over again!
Okay, that's that David Duchovny film.
Evolution.
Evolution, there you go. Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, Rollo.
Always driving over again.
I know my clips.
Rollo and Jolo. Rollo and Jolo.
I'm
just going to read a letter that got sent to me from a regular listener to the Rick and Rollo show.
Yep.
He's. I'm going to read it. Read it now. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, read it.
I'm a kind of a Rick too. Well, I'm not going to say his real name, but his name could be called Rick. That's what I'm going to say. I'm from Kerry, in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And Dialand, he's called it. And I'm a long-time listener to all you and your excellent podcasts on various platforms. In your recent Aussie-themed show with Roland, he calls you Roland. What a wonderful man. Huh. He obviously knows your name. You spoke about catching clips from Villa Park.
That's also the name of a keyboard. It's just
spectacular.
Delqua, was it? Oh, yeah, but mine's R-O-W-L-A-N-D.
No. Okay.
Well, that's true. The keyboard is R-O-L-A-N-D.
R-O-L-A-N-D.
Now, you spoke of catching clips from the Villa Park Spectacular and being very keen to get your mitts on a full show. Well, today, my lucky young man, for the very reasonable price of zero Aussie dollars, we can offer links to below the high quality.
Rollo can relate to zero Aussie dollars. He knows that all too well.
Brilliant.
Jolo
sunk the slipper right up between your legs.
He did. Like, you know, we're definitely in WrestleMania territory.
That's
right.
Every bit I've come up with in the last 6 months has been Rollo donation material, apparently. That's all I do now. I'm a specialist in this thing. Sorry, go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, he doesn't part yet. So it says, grab one while you can. They're hot as here as there has been a mighty purge of such links in recent days. And these very well be likely to have been rung down in the curtain and join the curtain invisible. Now, this guy's quoting Python here. So now, I know he's obviously a regular listener because he knows I'm a Pythonist. Now, speaking of Norwegian Blue, now he's with another Python.
Monty Python's playing circus.
He's quoting Python.
Yeah.
Who the hell, no insult, Aussie, could have foretold the singer's passing would be announced mere days after probably what is already the most financially lucrative concert of all time? And yeah, I would have to say, there's a lot of money bouncing around after that concert. In Birmingham, be told. They saying they're donating it. I'm telling you, Ozzy Osbourne's.
What was it called again? No, Never Say Die or something like that.
No, it's called.
I can't believe that he died. Back to like the
beginning.
2 weeks.
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
Hey, we're getting out now. Listen to this.
I'm
not the guy reading this. I'm the guy giving you some information here. Ozzy Osbourne and Lemmy died 17 days after their last concert.
Lemmy died many years before, but Lemmy 17 days after that. His concert.
Yeah, look, what a guy.
Seven. Yeah. Yep. So there's a coincidence there. 17's Q. Big, coincidence.
I didn't. I had a feeling. You guys had big upped Aussie not that long ago, and I felt there was something weird about to happen.
Mm.
You know? I had a vibe months ago. Like, you guys were talking about him a few weeks ago. There was something going on about a Zempic and all that other shit. And I thought, oh, something's weird about this. The fact that it happened, I then go, oh, These guys predicted. Like, it was all there. You guys said.
I think he Suicide Solution, Ozzy Osbourne song. Anyway, speaking of Norwegian Blue, it's a Monty Python gig. Who the hell, no insult, Ozzy, could have foretold that the singer's passing would be announced mere days after probably what was the most financially lucrative concert of all time? And it would have been, for sure, next to Live Aid. We're all global streaming.
Oh, Live Aid, that's right.
Even though I'm 56.
Rollo, you need to let Rick get through this so he can finish the bit, Rick. And then we can move on with the quizzes and other things. Blah, blah, blah. Like, give it a bit of space.
Even before the avalanche of dough from the DVDs, CDs, books, documentaries, T-shirts, and whatever other merchandise could imagine Aussie labulous comes crashing down. Amazing how lucky so many of these poor artists are. Sinead, Bowie, Prince, etc., ad infinitum, not forgetting a few hundred dead rappers. That's true. That's dead in quotation mark. Whose names have actually been forgotten. And that's having true. A brand new product, that's true, ready for the market. Just when they're just about to die.
Sinead O'Connor, is that what?
Option one. Anyway,
remember Russell Crowe?
She was on the wall too. Excellent voice on the wall.
Yeah. Who was the other one that Dolores Riordan?
Dolores Riordan.
The Cardigans.
Was it the Cardigans?
No, I don't think it was. Was it?
No, it was that song.
Dolores Riordan.
The song about
I just shot John Lennon. My favorite song of theirs.
What's that band? Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Cranberries.
There you go, Rogan.
That's why I got it wrong. You're on the C word. There you go. The Cranberries, the Cardigans. You can see how I got it confused.
Same thing. Begins with C, B talk.
Who wrote all the Cardigans songs? I think it was Prince, wasn't it? Didn't he write most of their songs?
No,
because he gave so many songs away.
No, yeah. Prince wrote Nothing Belongs.
Who did he write? Martha and the Muppets. Kids in the Kitchen.
Rollo, you're classically.
I've had a few beers.
That was a Prince song. Prince.
That's her. She's. No. Yeah, she's, I remember Russell Crowe met her just before she died.
He did. Oh, so I shouldn't say she did. I was putting bottles into a container.
I thought it might have been another suicide.
Actually, now that we've got Jolo on here, I reckon one of the nicest songs I've ever heard before is Sinead O'Connor and the lead singer from so many good bands, British, Funboy 3 and... all these other great bands. They did this beautiful song. I'm going to send it to Jolo. Actually, it will cheer the place up, actually.
All right.
Let's play that.
I need cheering up.
If you need a song, let's play that, then make a break, and then maybe in the next hour we do a music quiz or something to, spice up the...
That'd be great.
How do you spell Sinead O'Connor?
S-I-N-E-A-D. Sinead. S-I-N-E-A-D. You got it, mate. Yeah, autocorrect. On your phone.
I'm going to take a piss too, so it's fair enough we do this.
Schneider, Connor.
You got to go. You're hilarious, Joe. You got to go.
I'm hilarious. Here you go. We've got bad news for you, Rollo. We've actually got to let you go from truthmeets.com. We're not going to support you anymore. You got to leave the platform and go your own way, man. Don't show up here anymore. Sorry.
All you have to say is Julie Andrews.
Does Julie Andrews still work? God. Not the actor still does. Work. I mean, does the phrase Julie Andrews still work on Rollo? I would have thought you would have given that up many years ago.
I sometimes break the rules.
You still, yeah.
And Hulk Hogan breaks the rules.
It means it doesn't actually mean anything. You just come on when you want to come on and talk when you want to talk.
Look, I'll give you $300.
Let me play the new bakery. Let me play that new bakery sponsorship again. Here we go. Australians will know what this means. Welcome to Rollo's Delight. Who just opened up a new bakery in Cardiff. And look, your satisfaction will be guaranteed because we don't give you any dough. Not a crust, not a crumb. Rollo loafs around all day, but he still needs his dough. Is anyone getting any of this? Come into Rollo's Delight Bakery. We guarantee you won't get any dough.
No, I don't.
Oh, what a great commercial.
Yeah,
I love doing radio bits like this. This is when I'm in my element. I go to work by day on the trains to make the money to pay for the computers and technology to allow me to sit here and do the old fashioned radio bits I always wanted to do, where you just sit and edit some tape and make some silly bits. It's so fun. I love it.
You know we're gonna lose very soon? It's going to be John Laws, then it's going to be Tom Baker.
Forget about that shit.
John Laws.
Don't worry.
Do you think he's going to live forever?
No, you're right. So, Tom Baker. Rollo, 100%, Tom Baker's got to be next.
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Doctor Who?
I will cry. I will cry. And there's nothing.
Who's
wrong
Tom Baker? Is that Doctor Who?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was one with the long scarf and the hat.
Before we go to the toilet, Terry Hall from Fun Boy.
Before I go and do a joylet,
I've sent you the song. It's Sinead O'Connor and Terry Hall, All Kinds of Everything, beautiful version of a Irish song from the 70s.
The Wall song from Pink Floyd with Sinead O'Connor. That thing sounded phenomenal.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know which one that is.
I'll play this for you, but maybe, I don't know, if in an hour's time, there was a thing where Sinead O'Connor performed with the Wall tour.
Goodbye, Blue Sky?
No. That sounds like ELO. I'm talking about Sinead O'Connor had performed The Wall with Pink Floyd, I think.
Yes,
that sounded phenomenal. She
might have done. I've
never ring a bell. That doesn't ring it.
I'll play this one, but let me see if I can find the other one. If I find it, I'll play.
Terry Hall, they're both dead now. Terry Hall and Sinead O'Connor are both dead, but this is a really nice song. It's an Irish, the original singer was an Irish singer back in the day.
Yeah. All right.
It'll come in after the break.
Perfect break. Good on you.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Okay.
Smile.
is that sigh? City sights, neon lights, grey skies or blue?
That's
absolutely
girl
beautiful. I went to the bathroom, Rick. I went to the bathroom just then, Rick. I forgot how massive my fucking dick is. It's just top shelf.
But Rollo, I'm telling you, the cock I had in my bathroom this morning was way bigger.
The hen. Oh, no, it's a rooster, isn't it?
Rooster.
With the plumage. The plumage. And it's wild. Cool. And it's wild, right? It's a wild.
It's wild. Yeah. A wild rooster. Lucky.
Do you reckon who's big singer? Donald Trump, Hulk Hogan, or Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne.
You reckon Ozzy Osbourne's got the biggest dick? Yeah. Who's second after?
I think I've got no idea, but Ozzy Osbourne certainly was hanging around with some.
He's loving this.
Have a look at Ozzy with tracksuit pants on the Osbourne show, and you can see he was quite frightening.
Oh, he's frighteningly big. Sharon! Sharon! I love that show. I really did. I thought that,
once Ozzy became a household
icon.
I want nothing to do with it. I liked Ozzy when he was obscure and he was this interesting character and said things. Yeah. I was not interested in his
Black Sabbath days because you are tragic. You are a Black Sabbath tragic, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's
guaranteed.
Let's have another Black Sabbath song. Come on. What can we get?
Well, the one I wanted was
Black
Miracle
Sabbath,
Man.
Paranoid, Master of Reality, Volume 4, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, Sabotage, Technical Ecstasy, Never Say Die.
Iron
Come
Man?
On, give me an
Iron
album.
Man?
Give me a song.
Oh,
no,
oh,
album. Iron Man's oh, 2.
No, actually.
Cliched.
Jollo.
Yeah.
One of their greatest songs ever, and ever. It was from Technical Ecstasy. And I'm going to be honest here. I am a Black Sabbath tragic. I knew everything they did. I listened everything about every album.
I was 18 when I was doing the high school certificate. I had these albums on repeat in iTunes a million times over. I know all these songs from fucking 15 years ago. Throw it at me. What do you want?
Well, the last song on Technical Ecstasy has the greatest guitar solo
And it's called, I can see it now. What's it called?
It's a really long, it's the last, I'll tell you.
No, you just said it's the last song on Technical Ecstasy. You should know the name. I can see it. What is it? It's Dirty What?
No, not Dirty Woman. No.
That's the last song on Technical Ecstasy.
Oh, okay. Then it's on the side one. We're talking about side one here.
Okay.
It's a big, long song.
If it's really long, cutting it off.
You're gonna hear Iommi's greatest solo ever, as far as I'm concerned. Right. And it's a sad song about unrequited love, as usual. Ozzy Osbourne was a great singer-songwriter. But I would say Geezer Butler probably wrote it, but Ozzy wrote this song, possibly.
What does unrequited love mean to you?
When you lose, Rick?
I always fancied Sarah Michelle Gellar. That was unrequited love.
I'm gonna have to search. try not to get cut off.
But when it comes to unrequited love, is it like when you really do love someone and they just don't love you back?
I think that's valid as long as you don't like Sarah Michelle Parker, because that's a whole different ball game.
I can
get into Geller. I can't get into Parker.
Sarah Michelle Geller, Christy, you've met Christy, right?
Rollo, shut up.
Christy? Who's Christy? Is that your wife? No shit.
It is my wife. Yeah, and I swear, she has the if she had back to you, she looked just like Sarah Michelle Gellar back in her day. You remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that TV show?
I know what you talked about, yeah.
He had
Joel, can you tell me the names of the songs on Technical Ecstasy? Because I'm trying to Google
it. Let me go to Technical Ecstasy. Here we go. Okay. Track one, Backstreet Kids. Track two, You Won't Change Me. Track three, It's All Right. Track four, Gypsy. Track five, All Moving Parts, brackets, Stand Still. Track six, Rock and Roll Doctor. Track seven, She's Gone. Track eight, Dirty Woman.
Okay, you won't change me. And I'm telling you, it's anyone that's out there into guitar, that solo that Iommi pulls off.
You won't change.
I downloaded all the whole discography specifically so that if you guys said a single thing, I could come up with it on the fly.
Okay,
I've done this specifically.
And to me, this is Aussie. This to me is Ozzy Osbourne tragic.
Do you guys agree we're only at 2/3 of the show right now? You're going to give me 110, 130% or something to keep going? I'm enjoying it.
Jolo, you're talking to the
Jolo. Stop calling me Jolo. Oh my God. The trend was started ago. Rick, I feel bad now. You're doing the clever material because you're going, Jolo, don't worry about it, man. It's like, you're on my page.
You Won't Change Me, to me, is Ozzy Osbourne and having Iommi doing the solo, which is just the fact that three of his fingers were shaved off. And then, hang on, here we go.
I'll see how it sounds.
This is an awesome song. Honestly, you've got to watch for the last solo. This is Black Sabbath at their best. guitaring, I'm telling you, those, that solo and that those lyrics, that's what I call classic heavy rock.
You could hear some Tubular Bells. You could hear some Tubular Bells there.
Could hear, possibly.
Yeah. There was possibly there's right. some weird resonances there.
The Fart Podcast.
Be told.
Yeah, be told. Fart Podcast.
In the show chat, Linda Curtis posted Sinead O'Connor and Roger Waters. I want to actually explore that. I need to go and pee and like take a break for me for a second so you guys can host the show while I take a break. But I would like to explore stuff when I come back because I know no, there's a specific I don't know it's if massive. the link she posted was the exact thing I was thinking of, but there is I remember Sinead performing with Pink Floyd, and God, if it wasn't the most. If she didn't look her best at that point in time, like even with the shaved head, she was fucking attractive and singing the Pink Floyd lyrics was fucking phenomenal. And it was like roused something in your heart. You're like, whoa, this is a beautiful performance. I need to find the specific.
Well, music used to be before it turned into AI. I was about to say AI. Music used to, occasionally, you would have the right artist coming and singing the right song with the right person, and you were just spellbound, and you know, which is a great song by Susie and the Banshees.
I still accept there's this perfect point where you get captivated by what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. It's,
it's resonant.
It transcends images or ideology. It's just, like, exactly. You're captivated by what you're saying.
The resonance of the music turns a simple song into something that's absolutely magical. And and Sinead, 100%, was gifted with that sound.
I'll try and find that concert. In the meantime, I'll mute. You guys chat. I'll go pee and then find the specific thing I'm referring to. And hopefully come back and be able to present it.
Nothing compares to you guys.
it's not specifically that
that's
clip I was actually thinking of.
Nothing compares to
us. See, I'm on the mark with those things.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It wasn't that.
When I'm doing
talk about a chick who could shave all her hair off and still look fucking attractive at that age.
And it was impressive.
She looked phenomenal, even without hair. Wow.
And
what did you think of Vince McMahon when Donald Trump shaved his head off?
Not much.
Vince McMahon was phenomenal without hair. I loved him so much. What are you looking for? What weird comparison are you trying to create? God. Here we go. Ad break.
40.
Be told. 40. 40.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yes, and you're listening to episode number 40 of Rick and Rollo on the 26th. Did I say that?
What weird transvestite channel have I subscribed to?
I thought you were from the toilet.
Joe, hello and welcome. You are listening to Rick.
there's people I've supported, by the way. Edge of the Matrix and Billboard Chris. There's plenty of YouTubers out there who are completely against the tranny mindset and doing good things on YouTube who I've sent money to. I'm like, fucking take them down, man.
Go to the bathroom, Joel. Hey, Klaus.
Rolo.
What's going on, mate? I thought you retired.
Rolo, I've been listening to your show. It's the greatest. I have to say this. Mm-hmm. The greatest show ever. Ever been put onto the internet in the last 2 million years. Be told 100%.
Why did you retire?
Ronald, don't beat. No, no.
The WEF. Oh, look,
I was 88 years old.
So why did you want us to eat the bugs?
Rolo, you have to be very kind to me because I'm unemployed. I have no job. C-H-O-P.
Oh, where the fuck did you come from? And what is the World Economic Forum?
But Rolo, we are here to save the planet.
To do what?
To save the planet. Rolo, if we weren't here, I have to say this to
you. Save the planet? Why did you not take the vaccine then? Because you never took the vaccine.
No, if you take the vaccine, you die. Can you get what's his name? Cholo to delete what I just said. Then, if you take a vaccine, you die.
I know.
Rosie knows this. Have you vaccinated your dog? No. Be told.
Absolutely not. I saw my lots of other animals getting vaccinated. But why do wild animals never need vaccinations like crocodiles or lions?
Look, Rolo, your friend Ike talked about the little dog that died. Very upsetting tonight. But guess what, Rolo?
Yeah, the vaccine killed the dog. I bet. I'm telling you, Rolo, if the dog took the
vaccine, it died of a clot.
Humans are fucking idiots. I got vaccinated when I was 1969. I got vaccinated and all my neck, all the lumps came up on my
Rolo, I'm going to say this on events.
Yeah.
If you take as a vaccine, you're dead. D-I-E-D. Yeah. Dead. It's guaranteed. I have to go because
I hear it's
coming back from the toilet.
Klaus, all right.
I put my phone down and he.
All right, thank you, Klaus. Thank you, Klaus, for joining us because that was a whole bunch of fun. Look, at the end of the day, Klaus. You died this week. Isn't that negative, eh?
You know, yeah. But he didn't die. Has Klaus Schwab died?
Fuck off, Klaus. We lost the two of the best entertainers. We lost fucking Hulk Hogan and Ozzy Osbourne. And fucking, why, Klaus, are you still with us? Sylvester Stallone said the nicest. I'll send that to Joel, actually. Sylvester Stallone.
Say nice things about
because he mentions not only Ozzy Osbourne Sylvester Stallone no it's but awesome
I'm going to be quite vocal here I'm just going with my what I see how come
sure.
Tobacco is being demonized, and you should see the laws that they're brought in over here. Like, you cannot.
What's going on?
Look, yeah. They're making it more expensive.
I thought they'd made them a whole bunch cheaper.
No. Well, you can if you go to illegal places, but, you know, whatever.
Illegal? Yeah.
Well, why is tobacco being demonized, yet the vaccines are being pushed by, I'm telling you, Rolo, nonstop. If you're listening to the media, they're telling you to go and get a flu shot. Now, I know so many people that are so sick right now, and they've all been flu shots.
Flu shots and whatnot. I just sent that to
Jolo.
To Velo. Velo. Velo.
Jolo. Jolo.
I sent it directly to him. So,
what's the deals on now?
Get in quick for great deals.
Pay less every day of the good guys.
I got real life insurance.
Sorry, there's an ad. There's an ad.
Yeah, that's okay. You're right, mate.
We're going to get the same thing every time. Here we go. TMZ. Here we go.
This is really devastating news. I mean, Hulk was a force in wrestling, but he was also a force in your world.
He was, very much so. When we met, I guess it was 82. Maybe 81, because we started rehearsing. He just came in, and you knew that this guy had a glow about him. He was a force to be reckoned with.
You know, I had lots of chances to sit down and talk with him, and doing Rocky III for him was one of the biggest things in his life. And he was so proud of it, and he has models in his office of his character in Rocky III.
Right.
It was so meaningful to him. Talk to me about that.
Well, it was. This fellow was he was just at the beginning of his career. He hadn't quite come into his own yet, so we got him at a point where he was so enthusiastic. And I remember, he was immense. He was probably about 315 pounds, but very smart. He had this deep, calming voice, and he was willing to do anything that would make the show better. Now, no one wanted him because he was too big. I said, that's the whole point. It's like David and Goliath. The bigger, the better. So he showed up in magnificent shape. And the thing was, we started to roll around and he would literally pick me up and drop me to the ground. I thought I'm going to be literally pulp by the time I land. And yet he would always break the fall. He would do things that you wouldn't see like a magician. And I'll say, I've had a lot of punches thrown at me. No one was more accurate and precise than him. It was extraordinary for a man that size. Literally, he would punch with his knuckle like this and it would come right, just touch the skin. And I thought he was great and such a good sport. He just met my daughters at a signing the other day. And he was very busy, took time out for them. It's truly a tragic loss. It's like him, Carl Weathers. I mean, you're losing some of these irreplaceable human beings. Like, you'll never see a man like him come down the pike again. So I just hope everyone really covets the memory, appreciates the visual of this icon, and probably the greatest wrestling icon we'll ever see.
You know, you and Hulk have some things in common, as I think, because, you know, he didn't just conquer one area, wrestling. He became a movie star with the help of you. He became a television star the way you did with a family reality show.
Right.
So in a way, you guys have something in common that's really unique, because most people, if they hit it big in one area.
Right.
And he did it at least three times over.
I'm glad you said that, because he's also was very smart. You know, quite often people judge a book by its cover. I know what that feels like. And they did the same with him. But he was very smart, very entrepreneurial, musical. He had a plethora of all these subjects that he was interested in. And the thing is, he just was in a lot of pain. I know he had so many injuries. I've had a lot of back operations. He said 10 plus. And yet he never complained. He just tried to persevere and be as pleasant as possible. I miss him terribly. Like, God damn, it's just, you know, it's irreplaceable. And it's been a rough week between this and Ozzy Osbourne. And just, you've lost real monumental human beings.
And
we're talking about massive rock icons, massive news icons, all gone.
I'm just so happy that Stallone said Ozzy Osbourne and fucking Hulk Hogan losing, and you saw how Hulkamania like was just, and Stallone's not that tall, is he?
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, we're not talking about just minor celebrities here. We're talking about mega celebrities.
Iconic.
Iconic. Yeah.
Yeah, that we have.
Well, I was part of it. I had the
what would you call it? Yep. The ability.
I wasn't part of the Hulk Hogan kind of thing. He never.
Doesn't matter. It's just about entertainment. Entertainment. Whether you liked wrestling or you didn't. Yeah.
No, but you knew who he was. You knew who Hulk Hogan was.
If you put a picture of Hulk Hogan up to anyone in the world on your phone, everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Yep. And that's a wrestling phenomenon.
Changed it for everybody because he was his craft, the craft that he was. Honestly, again, picking up Andre the Giant and slamming him down like he did. It's just like nobody could do that.
It's all $16 million man to me, Rollo. Look, it's like, are you affected if, you know, Steve Austin? And they've actually managed to recycle.
Are you talking about Steve Austin? Yeah, $6 million.
Well, recycled Steve
Austin.
I had that
little figure when I was a kid. I was, I like the iconic punch. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it was part of our culture. So, everything that you're seeing in the media right now is also iconic, for the metal fans.
Some people are celebrating his death because of the whole, you know, him and Trump and, you know.
And that's what I'm saying. Ozzy Osbourne is... It's a natural death because the guy was sadly falling to pieces. Mm. You know, and there's no doubt about that.
Yes.
But Hulk Hogan, he's 71 or whatever he was.
It was just, that's right. It's just but it's crazy.
It was unexpected. And he was anti-vaccine, big anti-vaccinator, massive anti-vaccinator. So we're not talking about blaming Stallone there.
Speaking so positively about him, and
he's probably made lots of money.
Everybody knows that Sly is a big Donald Trump man as well.
He said a few positive things about him.
Yeah, yeah. When Sly just what did he say? Like when he was just at the beginning of his career, really, taking off. And he was very lucky to get him at that stage. And
same stage.
Hulk Hogan was a big fan of his fans. He really did. If you wanted an autograph or anything like that, and you know, it was, some of these actors or these characters will not sign an autograph. They'll just tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was always appreciated of all the children that loved.
How much money was Hulk Hogan worth? Millions of dollars.
That whole
thing about him getting filmed by that guy
when the Gorka thing. Yeah.
Had sex with his wife, and so the people that watched, I saw some of it. I remember, going being amused by the story.
Sometimes you don't need to look at those sort of things.
He did whatever he did. He did a good job.
With
some of his best friend's wife, but he sued for $120 million. Is that real? $120 million? That's a lot of money, man. Hulk Hogan, if that's true, would have been worth, we're talking about $120 million.
I asked you before, Rick, what would you do with $120 million? What would you do with it? Yeah, buy a plane and go where? Could you fly it, or would you or pay for a pilot?
No, I'd have the best pilots. I'd have the best bodyguards. I'd have everything.
Yeah, and make sure they weren't vaccinated pilots, right?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
you'd buy Air Force One, right? So could you buy?
Why not
Air Force One?
Yeah. You wouldn't want people.
And you want Donald? No, I'd want Donald to be on there. I'd want to be on there with you, with Stallone.
And would be? Yeah.
Bring back the Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan back to life somehow. I want to be on that plane with you. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'll say this now, and this we're listening to. You know, we've got audiences out there. To me,
that's all good.
Lemmy, who was one of my greatest.
Lemmy Kilmister. That's right. Didn't you? Yeah. You found a cigarette butt or something?
No, I was in the front stage.
Or did you tell them you were relaying the story?
No, I was there watching them live in 83 or whatever it was. Front of stage. And
my favorite Lemmy song was Ace of Spades.
Shut up.
Say Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. I was there in Rotorua in New Zealand, the smelliest part of New Zealand. And I watched Lemmy come walking out, spit his cigarette that he had in his mouth into the audience, and I saw people diving for the cigarette butt. And I went, wow, this is not just some guy. This is like an icon. But Hulk Hogan was an icon. Ozzy Osbourne, icon. So these people become bigger than God to a lot of people. And it happened, and I've seen it with my own eyes. So there are people out there that believe humans become bigger than God, and that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that humankind are bigger than anything. And
Julie Andrews.
Sorry,
Julie Andrews. I know it's a safe word. I know, but
Hey, Rick and Rollo 40 is a really good show. Okay.
Rick and Rollo 40. Okay.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo. My goodness gracious me, episode number 40. Who can believe this? On July 26th.
Rick doing the impersonation of a tranny, apparently. That's a good thing. I shouldn't put shit on you for that. I mean, you were just doing what was expected of you. So,
this is what I'm meant to be doing.
You weren't trying. It's not like your desire is trannies. You're pointing out that like there is this tranny kind of tone that can happen.
I don't know why you're mentioning trannies, because
guys that talk in a deep voice. No, who would expect that whatsoever?
It's called. I'm listening to Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo.
Lots of fun.
Rick and Rollo. On 26th of July 2025. And good for it, really.
Well, thanks. Hey, Joel, thanks for playing that Sylvester Stallone audio bit. I'm glad one, that he not only mentioned, obviously, Ozzy Osbourne, but obviously he was a huge band of hot. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering. I am a real American. I don't know if we should go out with that one, or
actually, when we do go out, I actually sent Jolo.
Oh yeah,
song.
Yeah, what song?
So okay, I'll tell you, am I going insane off Sabotage?
Okay, Sabotage, 1975.
Yep. Am I going
insane? Got it right here. Yeah. Okay, you want that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
And I'm 100%, so I'm a supporter of that idea.
Thank you, Rick.
No, wait, no, where's the biggest thanks? The biggest thanks is to you, man. Guaranteed. You are the creator.
I get a huge kick out of producing this content with you guys. So
we love it. And
the winner is Sydney, Australia.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick.
Ha ha ha!